KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Live from Des Moines, here is KJAN's Chris Parks and Jim Field.
Well, thank you, Marissa. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the State Basketball Championships here on KJAN as we bring you live coverage of boys' Class 1A state tournament play. Today is Riverside. We'll be facing off against St. Mary's of Storm Lake here this morning in a Class 1A first-round game. The winner will advance to the second round and play Danville, as Danville's on the verge of finishing off a first-round victory over Wapsie Valley here. Just over a minute left to go. It's 76-46. It's been all Danville since we showed up here this morning. That's pretty much about the time everybody showed up this morning, as Danville, the number one seed and really the overwhelming favorite right now in this bracket to win, is having their way with Wapsie Valley here in this first-round matchup today. And it should be a good matchup here in the second game. 1-8 seed matchup. Sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle. Sometimes not so much. But the 4-5 seed matchups are typically pretty good ball games, and that's what we're going to see here in this St. Mary's Riverside matchup. Both these teams 24-1.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell by the seeding, you know, how things are going to play out, but usually these games do turn into be pretty good ones, and you've got a very good matchup between two teams that have had terrific seasons here, and, you know, looking forward to trying to test themselves against some different competition here. Is, of course, you know, you kind of just know what you have in front of you throughout the season as far as your district and area goes, but you start to see a little bit more what's out there when you get to the state tournament, and it should be a fun game.
And it should be. We'll take a look at these two teams, a little bit about them as we get you ready for tip-off. Tip-off set for 12:15 this afternoon. Just a little less than a half an hour down the road here as we get started, ready for the start of this second game of the day as the first one winds down here right now. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAM.
Every day, livestock owners and farmers rise early to begin their day of work. From nurturing the newest addition to their pasture to ensuring the production quality of each and every field, a farmer's job is never done. Fortunately, when your farm is covered properly with Western Iowa Mutual Insurance, the protection of your livelihood is done, and it's done right. Visit Western Iowa Mutual Insurance at www.westerniowamutual.com or 800-921-1823.
It takes the finest in coaching, good teamwork, good sportsmanship, determination, and a great team to go on to state. And the Riverside Bulldogs have them all. The folks at Reagan Veith Funeral Home are mighty proud of each and every one of you. Congratulations on a winning season and best of luck as you play at the state tournament. You've put forth much effort and give us many thrilling games this season, and we know you'll play at your best at state. Congratulations and good luck to the Bulldogs from Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland.
Good luck to the Riverside Bulldogs from S&B Feed Yard in Macedonia. At S&B Feed Yard, they do custom cattle feeding, have a 3,000 head capacity, 25 pens, CAB licensed, feed financing, has a consulting nutritionist, consulting veterinarian, they sell beef by the quarter, and so much more. Give S&B Feed Yard a call at 712-486-2494 or come check them out at 35714 Aspen Road in Macedonia. S&M Feed Yard is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and wish them the best of luck at state.
Everyone at Farm Service Cooperative in Oakland sends congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs for a fine basketball season. The Bulldogs have displayed superior teamwork as well as the honor of competing at the state tournament. Farm Service Cooperative, located at 302 North Highway in Oakland, give them a call at 712-482-6434. All your friends at Farm Service Cooperative wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs.
Rubak's Food Center in Oakland is your hometown grocery store and more. Not only do they have everything from gift cards to a new frozen food lineup, they have a warm and caring staff who know you by name and treat you like family. Rubak's is open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays till 7. Come in and shop the weekly specials at Rubak's Food Center at 504 Dr. Van Zee Road in Oakland, or give them a call at 482-3312. Good luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as the game has gone final here, this first game of the week-long boys' state tournament, 78-46. Danville defeating Wapsie Valley here in first-round play in the top side of the bracket. Storm Lake, St. Mary's, and Riverside getting ready to take the floor here. Neither one of these teams, St. Mary's or Riverside, have long histories here at the state basketball tournament. But St. Mary's has a pretty good recent history here in the tourney. This is their third trip overall. They're 5-1 in tournament games here at State. They were the champions in 2011, followed that up last year with a third-place finish. They're currently on an 11-game win streak here on this season, and they've been a team to be reckoned with here at State Meet here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, they've been here, and that's kind of something that's a little bit of a feather in their cap heading into this game, because you have that experience and their kids that have played on this team that have been there in both that state championship a couple of years ago and as third-place finishers last year, beating Nottoway Valley in that last consolation game. So, a team that's got a lot of experience out there. They're know how to get to this point, know how to succeed once they get here. So that's an advantage for them here in this game.
Riverside has no history here at the state basketball tournament, as Riverside anyway. This is their first trip as a combined program, but Oakland was here back in 1985 and 86 in back-to-back tourneys. They finished third in 86. They have a 2-2 overall record here at the state tournament as Oakland. It's the first time since Carson and Macedonia have joined up to form Riverside. And Coach Jason Shelengowski has a good overall record. He's 66-28 in his career. Has his team on a 13-game win streak entering tournament play here this year. So both these teams with a little bit of momentum entering the basketball game. And, sometimes that's kind of important, too, because you got something to fall back on when you get out here, especially when you're, like in Riverside's case, first time for these kids.
Yeah, and I guess, sometimes it plays for different teams differently motivation-wise. You have St. Mary's, who has that experience being here, but at the same time, a team like Riverside that has been working and knew that they had a chance to get here to this point, they're really hungry to go out there and get a victory and show people that they belong here at the state tournament. So that's also a kind of something that may be a motivating factor for them. They had a good group of kids here and this a couple of seniors that really have led the way for them, and they knew they had a good chance this year to get to the state tournament, so they'll come out here and try to prove it.
You bet, and we'll see them out here in just a few moments as they get ready to take the floor here and get their pregame warm-ups taken care of. Danville already on into the semifinals. One of these two teams will join them in a semifinal round matchup Thursday morning. We'll take a look at the road to the tournament for both of these ball clubs here when we come back right after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Here's a cheer for the Riverside Bulldogs from everyone at Dreamland Theater and the Carson Business Club. They know the Bulldogs will continue to do their very best as they have done throughout the entire season. Everyone at Dreamland Theater and the Carson Business Club is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and their outstanding season. Best of luck to you at the boys' state basketball tournament.
Who says trucking is a man sport? I haul kids, groceries, my work gear, my workout gear, and that's just a Monday. That's why I'm so grateful for my 2013 Chevy Silverado from Keast Chevy in Oakland. Not only is this a dependable vehicle, but it's a gorgeous accessory for my very high standards. And I told you what I do on Mondays, but I left out off-roading with the girls on Friday. Find new roads with the Chevy Silverado and don't settle for less. Drive the best from Keast.
Miller Orthopedic announces their free walk-in sports injury clinic in Council Bluffs. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. all year, and Saturdays, 8:30 to 10 a.m. post-holidays and holiday weekends. Your initial sports injury evaluation is free. Additional charges may apply for x-rays, supplies, and follow-up visits. For details and directions, go to millerortho.com. A sports injury should be promptly diagnosed and treated by an experienced orthopedic sports medicine specialist at Miller Orthopedic. Congratulations and best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament. Everyone at the Williams Insurance Agency in Oakland says the Riverside Bulldogs are the greatest. They've had an amazing season and now go on to state. The team, coaches, Riverside High School, and all the loyal fans have proven to be excellent sports, and now they go on to state. The folks at Williams Insurance Agency in Oakland provide all kinds of insurance, including commercial, personal, crop, and farm. Congratulations, one and all, and best of luck.
Everyone at Canoyer Country Greenhouse and Gift Shop send their congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs and their great fans on a fantastic basketball season. They're proud of the Bulldogs and their teamwork and good sportsmanship. Canoyer Country Greenhouse and Gift Shop is getting ready for spring and will be opening in April. Things are blooming out here. It's looking like spring. Congratulations, Riverside Bulldogs, and best of luck at state.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, getting ready for first round play between Riverside and St. Mary's here today. Take a look at the road to the tourney for these two teams. Now, neither one of them had a real easy road for Riverside. They were challenged right out of the gate as they defeated Griswold 59-56 in a nip and tuck ball game. Griswold gave Riverside everything they had in that first round matchup. Cam was a 56-29 loser in that quarterfinal round game, or in the semifinal round game in district play, rather, as they fell to Riverside. It was Underwood giving, again, Riverside everything they had in the district final, Underwood falling 46-43, and then they beat Villisca 64-41 in a pretty impressive showing against a very good Blue Jays team over at Abraham Lincoln High School. So, you know, Riverside's not been able to coast through this thing. They've had to work hard.
Yeah, it's been a tough kind of a battle here to get to the state tournament, and I guess you like that in one regard because you have some of those battle-tested games to get you prepared as you head to the state tournament. But I think down the stretch, as things continued on, it's kind of funny because we've seen Riverside play this year. We've seen them, I think, play as about as good as they've played and about as bad as they've played here at different times throughout the season in the games that we've covered. But that last outing was one of their best against Villisca. They looked really good as a team. A lot of guys stepped up and helped out the cause. Ricky Williams only had 2 points there in the first half of that basketball game, and you knew the other guys were really stepping up and helping out in that contest, and it was a good showing there for them to get that victory in that one over Villisca, and they're ready to go now here.
Well, for St. Mary's, the Panthers had a similar kind of a path. They had some challenges there, too, along the way. Not against Glen Ralston, though. They beat Glen Ralston 93-27 to open up the tournament. They beat Alta Aurelia 39-30 in a defensive struggle, and then topped Newell Fonda 65-53 in the district championship. In the sub-state, they were winners by 10, 71-61 over Lawton Bronson. So Storm Lake St. Mary's also has had to play ball. They haven't been able to coast right through to this tournament.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a tough sledding for them as well. They matched up against some teams that they had already taken on during the season and were able to get another tough victory to move on here to this round. And kind of, I guess, the same situation for them. You like to have a few of those close ones to get yourself ready here for the state tournament.
Well, both these teams conference champions, too. You would expect that being at the state tournament. For Riverside, they tied with Trainer for the championship in the Western Iowa Conference this year. And for St. Mary's, they're champions of the Twin Lakes Conference here this season. Two teams getting themselves loose and ready for the ball game here this morning, soon to be this afternoon. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more coverage here in the pregame in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
What if you could build a robot that works, play in a garden that grows, or make a dress that fits? In East Pottawatomie 4-H, there are endless projects to explore. You can help us reach our project goals by donating to the East Pottawatomie 4-H Booster Fund.
Your assistance helps to create local 4-H workshops, camps, and activities, and allows youth to explore opportunities beyond the county borders that provide learning in leadership, citizenship, and life skills.
Call the East Pottawatomie Extension Office in Oakland to donate to our 4-H Booster Fund.
At 712-482-6449.
Thistleberry Cottage, a quaint little gift shop nestled outside of Oakland. They have a fresh new spring look with dozens of different collections and decor. They have so many great unique gift ideas you just need to see. Thistleberry Cottage is open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 17429 390th Street, Oakland, halfway between Highway 6 and 92 on 390th Street. Thistleberry Cottage would like to congratulate the Riverside Bulldogs on making it to state and wish them the best of luck.
Permanent Solution Hair and Body Salon in Carson is proud of all members of the Riverside Bulldogs basketball team and wishes them the best of luck at the state tournament. Your Permanent Solutions Hair and Body Salon for all your hair, waxing, and nail needs. Congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs on a great season and good luck at state from everyone at Permanent Solutions Hair and Body Salon in Carson, located at 119 Broadway Street.
Congratulations are in order, and here they are, to the Riverside Bulldogs from the staff of Crop Production Services in Hancock. Congratulations for their fine team, fine coaches, fine school, and excellent sportsmanship. The Bulldogs have played their best at all times, and their fans and all of Southwest Iowa are mighty proud of you. Once again, a hearty congratulations as you go on to the state tournament from the folks at Crop Production Services in Hancock.
Did you run out of storage space last fall? If the answer is yes, it's time to visit Zimmerman Sales and Service about updating your new Sukup grain drying, handling, and storage equipment. Sukup has the products you need for an efficient drying and storage system, and Zimmerman Sales and Service has the knowledge to put those products together into a system that works for you. Call Zimmerman Sales and Service in Neola today at 712-485-2677 and find out what Sukup can do to ease your harvest grain storage headaches, or see us at ZimmermanSales.org. And don't miss out on incredible discounts available now.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. You know, each of these teams, Chris, have the team, guys they can lean on. And for St. Mary's, they've got a couple of guys who really pile up the points, and Luke Lenhart and Kennedy Dre. They're both averaging right around 23, 24, 25 points a game. And, boy, it's rare to see a team that has two guys that can really light it up that way.
Yeah, they've got two guys that can really lead them, and they're two of the guys that have been those leaders here the past couple of seasons for them as well. A couple years ago when they won the state championship over Danville, Kennedy Dre had 32 points in that final for him. So he's been around the block here a few times, and he shoots a high percentage as well. He's going to do a lot of his work inside the three-point arc. He's a 65% shooter and a guy that you're really going to have to look to try to contain. Lenhart, on the other hand, he'll take a few more outside shots. He's a 39% shooter from the outside on the arc, so another guy that you're going to have to watch for in a kind of a different way out there. But, yeah, two guys you can really lean on scoring-wise for St. Mary's.
Boy, you talk about having some success. The Panther seniors, these seniors today, enter the ball game with a career record of 100 wins and 4 losses. So, yeah, they're kids that know how to win. They're 25-1 pretty much every season is what it seems like. They're 24-1 right now entering this year's tournament. So for Riverside, on the other hand, they lean a lot on their big guy in the middle. Ricky Williams, a big guy. He's about 6'7", weighs probably about 275 pounds or so. He's a good football player, good basketball player. He heads to Briar Cliff to play his college basketball, but he's in rarefied air, quite frankly. He is the 17th player all time to score at least 1,500 points and have 1,000 rebounds in his career. And he's coming into the tournament with 1,973 career points. So he's not too terribly far away from getting that 2,000-point mark. And he's also got 1,191 boards in his career. Now, to give you an idea of how rare that is, Williams, if he can get enough points to get to that 2,000 mark, he would be only the fifth player in high school basketball history here in Iowa to score 2,000 points and have 1,000 rebounds. Some of these other names are pretty good ones, too. Mike Putnam from Ottumwa Walsh a long time ago. Jess Settles from Winfield Mount Union. Terry Anderson of Diagonal, who was a very good basketball player about 15, 20 years ago. And you might have heard of this other guy, Rafe LaFrance.
Yeah.
He turned out okay. He also scored 2,000 points and had 1,000 rebounds. So, yeah, rarefied air for Williams. That's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. And he's just one of those players that's a lot of fun to watch because he plays the game, you know, just in such a simple, proper manner. He knows what he's doing out there. He's got a good idea of where he's at on the floor at all times. He's got great footwork and great hands for a big man as well. So a really good player to out there to have it as an anchor of your ball club, and he'll look to try to, of course, add to those totals, but he's more worried about getting a victory here today.
Absolutely. Individual accomplishments step aside here when you get to this big floor. Two teams getting themselves ready for the start of our basketball game here today, just a little afternoon. You're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, KJAN, Atlantic, Iowa, FM 101.1. We're live on the web at KJAN.com, and you can listen on your cell phones, too, if it's a smartphone. Got to be smarter than me. And you have to have the free KJAN app, and you can listen anywhere in the world. We welcome those of you listening in outside of our broadcast area as well, listening online or on your phones. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more pregame coverage, getting ready for the basketball game for you here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Hi, this is Misha Martins from Sheer Designs in Oakland, where I also sell Little Blessing Babies and Jockey person-to-person clothing. My family, Mark, Kyra, Christian, and I would like to say, way to go, Riverside Bulldogs. We're proud of you, and good luck at state. And when things get back to normal, stop in and see me at Sheer Designs and check out my Little Blessing Babies and Jockey person-to-person clothing. Or give me a call at 482-3007 and go get 'em, Bulldogs.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with START. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast.
Woo-hoo!
Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
START today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the START program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
You'll be truly amazed with the Carson Community Center in Carson. Their center offers you a variety of rooms to choose from that will personally fit your event. They also offer bar service that is run by the American Legion Post number 556 and provide bartenders for you. A kitchen is available whether you cater or do the meal yourself. Within the Carson Community Center is the Carson Fitness Center, open from 4:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. every day of the week, with great machines and rates. The Carson Community Center would like to wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament.
OSI in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. OSI in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Bugs, spiders, and bees, yuck. Some boys may like them, but I don't. I don't want them in my house. And if you don't want them in your house, you need to call my Grandpa Bill at Atlantic Pest Control. Grandpa will help you get rid of those creepy, crawly things. He's the best at getting rid of bugs.
Atlantic Pest Control will help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. For your free estimate, which might be more affordable than you think, give Bill a call at 243-6900 and rid yourself of those creepy crawly pests today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you courtside here in Des Moines, getting ready for the start of our basketball game here this morning. Riverside is the Bulldogs. They wear the navy and gold uniforms. They'll be in their road jerseys today as the number 5 seed. Storm Lake St. Mary's is in their home uniforms. They have black and white are their school colors. They are nicknamed the Panthers, as they get ready for action here today. The only loss on the season was the Galen Catholic for St. Mary's. On the other side, Trainer was the only loss for Riverside during the year, but they were able to avenge that basketball game later on in the conference season as these two teams enter action here today. And really, both teams, pretty good shooting percentages from the floor in the day and age of, the three-point line. It's really watered down and lessened the shooting percentages in basketball, but both of these teams do a pretty good job getting to the basket.
Yeah, they both are pretty good shooters from the field, and you look at what is a typical percentage for a team, and it's considering it's pretty good. 50% for Riverside from the floor, 56% from the field for St. Mary's, and both teams are going to do a lot of their shooting from the inside. Neither one of them are real oriented around the three-point arc, so I think you'll see a lot of going to the basket, trying to get it to those big guys. It's going to be a fun battle between Kennedy Dre and Ricky Williams here today. I think they'll be down low working against each other pretty hard here throughout the contest, and then you've got, of course, Lynn Hart and guys like Patrick Ryan on the outside here for Riverside. That'll be fun matchups in the guard court. So I think on different points of the floor, you're going to have good looks, but I think most of them are going to come inside here today.
Yeah, I think some of the individual one-on-one matchups are going to be pretty good here today, too. So that really makes for a good game inside the game as well when you get to watching this contest unfold here this afternoon. We'll take one more time out. We'll check your starting lineups, get you ready for the opening tap of this basketball game. First round, Class 1A Boys State Tournament action. The winner gets a crack at the number 1 seed, Danville, who was making easy pickings at Wapsie Valley earlier today. We'll take this time out. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Oakland Manor in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. Oakland Manor in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Get ready for outdoor action with help from JP Lumber in Oakland. Time to build your new deck? JP Lumber has Rhino Deck. Rhino Deck resists weathering and fading, staining, mold, and mildew. It's made of recycled wood and plastic, and it has a 20-year warranty. Not sure if you want to build a new deck? Then bring new life to your old one or paint your concrete with Deck and Dock. Deck and Dock is available in a wide array of colors. It's easy to apply and maintain, and project success is guaranteed. While you're at JP Lumber, check out their James Hardy siding. Be ready for outdoor action with help from JP Lumber at 402 Linden Street in Oakland.
Strength, stability, service, and Marge Denton. That's what you can count on with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Marge Denton, your Farm Bureau agent in Oakland, is here to help people like you through all stages of life. Call Marge Denton today to learn more how she can make it simple to protect what's most important to you, your family, cars, home, and future. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
You depend on your car for everything, so it only makes sense to buy from a dealer you can trust, like Hawkeye Ford. Well, at Hawkeye Ford, we know how important dependable transportation is in your life. That's why when we sell a car, new or used, we're here to make sure it never lets you down. After all, you're depending on it. Hawkeye Ford.
Y'all come see the dealer that will treat you right. The dealer for people who were born to drive.
Hawkeye Ford on Highway 34 just east of Red Oak, Southwest Iowa's hometown Ford dealer.
Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your authorized independent agents for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, is pleased to tell you about some great new features in Wellmark's health care plans, including an optional dental plan, a supplemental accident option, well child care coverage, plans with a prescription drug card program, and plenty more we don't have time to list. To find out more, call Western Iowa Insurance at 712-343-6332 today. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we get ready for Riverside and St. Mary's here this afternoon in Class 1A first-round tournament play. Let's take a look at these two teams and their starting lineups coming into today's action. First, for the visiting Riverside Bulldogs, coached by Jason Shelengowski, 24-1 on the season, the number 5 seed entering the tournament. Here's how they'll line up today. It'll be 5'10" junior Malachi Dillon out front, along with Ian Patrick at 6'1 and a senior, and Brady Ryan at 5'10 and a junior. All solid performers with the basketball in their hands, all able to create some things too, and they're very, at times when they get their spot open shots, they're pretty good outside shooters too. They tend to be able to be good complements to the play down low. In low, you're going to see Garrett Graves, a 6-foot junior, down at one forward spot, and Ricky Williams will play the post. He's a 6'7 senior, averaging a lot of points and an awful lot of rebounds.
Yeah, averaging 27 points per game, and he's a guy that has got a 356 rebounds on the season here for his squad, and a guy that will do a lot of things out there. He's got 63 blocks on the season as well, so definitely an imposing force inside for Riverside.
Well, Tanner Ford will come off the bench here for the Bulldogs. He's had some nice ball games in reserve starting roles here lately, with Malachi Dillon suffering through a little illness. But also off the bench, you'll see guys like Kyle Myers, a 6'6 junior, who's a nice complement to the low post play that they have. David Anderson also will see some time off the bench as well today. Just some of the guys that you'll see aside from the starters for Riverside. On the other side, Storm Lake St. Mary's wearing their home white uniforms with the black and gray lettering and trim. The Panthers are 24-1. They're the fourth seed in this tournament, and they are coached coming into the ball game here today by Brad Wilkening, who has a career mark of 292 wins, 216 losses. Here's a look at their starting lineup today for St. Mary's, the Panthers. It'll be Dylan Smith, a 5'11 senior out front, along with Luke Lenhart, a 6-foot senior who can really fill it up. Josh Scuffham, who's a 6'2" senior. Joe Sandoff, a 6'2" senior, and Kennedy Dre at 6'6" and a senior. Again, the majority of the points coming really from two players, but they have good compliments out there as well.
Yeah, Lenhart with 25 a game, Kennedy Dre with 23 a game. Also, Sandoff comes in there averaging about 10 points per contest. So I got three guys that are, you know, right there at double figures that can really lead the charge for them. And also, as far as working down low, Dre with 314 rebounds. He's got 90 blocks also in the season, so a guy that can really alter some shots.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty good play in a lot of different ways from these basketball teams. So those are your starting lineups for the two teams coming into today's basketball matchup. We'll take this one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have the opening tap for you here. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
BHS Services, LLC, is available for all of your digging needs, whether it's for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, or geothermal loops and furnaces. They can do it all. Give Rex Hoffman a call at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187. Everyone at BHS Services, LLC, is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and all of their hard work they put forth this season. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from everyone at BHS Services, LLC. It takes the finest in coaching, good teamwork, good sportsmanship, determination, and great team effort to go to the state basketball tournament. Finish Line Car Wash in Carson congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs and wishes them the very best as they battle on the court. Finish Line Car Wash is backing you all the way and is proud of each team member, coaches, and parents. Best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs.
Just about ready for the opening tap here today in Des Moines as we get ready for basketball action here today. Both these teams, as we mentioned, they shoot pretty well from the floor, as both of these teams are pretty solid. Riverside is hitting on 50% of their shots from the floor, 56% for St. Mary's. Also 32% from the arc for Riverside, 41% for St. Mary's. And both these teams from the free throw line shoot respectable as well. 67% for Riverside, 71% for St. Mary's, as we are ready to go with basketball here today as we get this first game of the second game of the day started. It's Dre and Williams in the center circle. The tap is up, and it's controlled by the Panthers. They will have it first, and away we go. Dylan Smith with the basketball out front. He'll bring it up floor and leave it here near side to Lenhart. Lenhart trying to go one-on-one against Patrick. Goes baseline. The leaner, he forces it up. No good. Rebound Williams. He yanks that one down. Riverside with the ball. Dylan out of the front court. Malachi Dillon picks up his dribble, needs help, finds Williams right side. He'll drive to the lane, dump it down low. It's off the fingertips of Garrett Graves and out of bounds. A little too tall on the pass. Panthers will get back. No score just underway here in Des Moines today. Right side, Lenhart will lob it down low. That's Dre right side posting on Williams. He'll turn into the lane, the stop, the jumper up, and good. He rattles that one in. Kennedy Dre with the first basket of the night, or of the day. And it's 2-0 St. Mary's. Riverside basketball, Dylan out top now, leaves it here for Ryan. Brady Ryan working against Lenhart one-on-one. He'll get a screen from Williams, go left side, stop, pull up, the fall away, no good. The rebound taken inside Dre for St. Mary's. St. Mary's up the floor now. Smith here right side, Lenhart, and he walked. Lenhart tried to make a little jump hop to get himself started going to the basket, and they whistle him for the steps. That'll turn the basketball over. Riverside ball. Dylan takes the inbound. He'll leave it again for Ryan, and he'll bring it up the floor. Ryan across the timeline here for the Bulldogs to this near side. Leaves it out on the wing. That's Patrick, the head fake, and now the drive. He'll stop and leave it for Graves. Graves left side to Ryan. Ryan looking low off the dribble. Nobody there. Now to Williams, and we've got a reach call. Stepping across, Joe Sandoff picking up the foul. That'll be his first team foul whistled against the Panthers. You're going to try to go around Williams. You've got to go a little wider than that. The three ball, it's good. Left corner. Brady Ryan with a triple. And Riverside takes a 3-2 lead. Up the floor. Ball knocked away. Stolen. Dylan with a steal. Malachi Dylan up the right side. Leaves it for Williams. He'll stop. Bank it. Up off the glass and good. 5-2 now in favor of the Bulldogs. St. Mary's back up the floor now. Lenhart across the tire. Not Lenhart, but they lob it down low. Dre right side as he gets it on the baseline. Goes right at Williams, right around him on the baseline. It floats one up and in. And it's 5-4. Riverside leads by one. We're 2 minutes into this basketball game now. Ryan across the timeline. Dylan right side. Head fake the drive. The pull, the jumper is in and out. No good. Rebound taken down low by Dre for St. Mary's. Dre, not only is he 6'6", got long arms. Long three try now by Dre from the far side. He's got a long range apparently, yeah, too. That's off the mark. Rebounded by the Bulldogs, and here they come. Dogs up the right side. Ryan lobs it low off the fingertips of Williams. Too tall. It's picked off by Lenhart. Lenhart up the floor now. Left side, the dribble drive into the lane with the right hand. The flip up and good. Tough shot by Luke Lenhart. Got that one to go, and that puts St. Mary's back on top, 6-5.
Yeah, really had to adjust his body in the air that time to flip it back up off the glass.
5:20 left to go here in this first quarter. Right side dribble drive. Patrick off the dribble. Tries to fire one up. It got tipped. Comes up short. Rebounded by the Panthers. And here they come the other way. Lenhart ahead to Dre. Dre drives baseline. That's an offensive foul. Ricky Williams posting up down low. Set up a brick wall. And Dre run through a brick wall. That one was tough.
When you have those two guys colliding, I think something's going to get called, because that's a couple of big bodies hitting each other. And, just a bad decision that time by Dre to lower the shoulder. He really ducked in on him that time. It was an easy call for the official.
That's the first on Dre. And our first substitution of the basketball game in as well, as Trevor Landgraf is in for St. Mary's. Bulldogs have it. Right side, Dylan off the handoff. Picks up his dribble, leaves it for Ryan. Ryan dumps it in the lane. Williams, the fall away up. Soft shot is good. Ricky Williams puts Riverside back on top now, 7-6. We have 4:44 left to go in the first quarter. Right side with the basketball, Sandoff out on the arc. Sandoff leaves back out top to Lenhart. He drives the right side, stops, floats one up, in and out, no good. We got a whistle and a foul, though. Foul going to be whistled down low against the Bulldogs, and they're going to hit Ian Patrick with his first. It'll be a shooting foul, so Lenhart will go to the line. He's not bad. He's 77% from the free throw line on the season. So he'll get a chance to shoot a couple here. His first one on the way is good. 7-7 now. We're all square with 4:34 to go in this opening quarter. Second free throw try by Lenhart is also good. And that puts St. Mary's back up a point, 8-7. Ryan takes the inbound. Now his bounce pass for Williams knocked away and stolen in the backcourt. Lenhart, right side, long three try, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out. It will go out of bounds, and it will stay with St. Mary's. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Inbound taken outside by Lenhart. Here to the near side, it's Sandoff. He'll post and try the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Williams inside for the Bulldogs. Up the floor, Ryan. Dillon here left side. Fires it low. Graves posting, turns. Bank shot, no. We got a foul call. That's going to be on Kennedy Dre. That'll be his second now. Well, that's one thing that could get St. Mary's into a little bit of trouble because they lean a lot on Kennedy Dre inside. He's picked up two early fouls here. Graves to the line for the first one, and it's no good. Garrett Graves, a 50% free throw shooter on the year.
Yeah, Dre's just such a big part of their team in many different ways. Sit him down, a whole different ball game. Is that matchup out there against Williams?
By Graves, in front of the rebound tap here to the corner. Dre chases it down for St. Mary's. 7, St. Mary's on the lead with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lenhart has the ball right side for Dre. Back across left side it goes now. Dillon, or Smith rather, back over here to the near side, and it's Dre turning and firing one up from 12 feet, and that's good. It's 10-7 St. Mary's.
And those are the kind of shots where they may have an advantage at. If he can step out and force Williams to come out and close out on him, he can hit those shots. It might be a tough day.
Brady Ryan throws a bad pass. It's stolen. The flip up the floor and a shot. No good inside. A little layup try by Dillon Smith. He had a little pressure from behind. He missed it. And Williams got the rebound. Up the floor now and pulls up. It's good from the top. So Brady Ryan over on the screen and buried it. We're tied at 10. 3:20 in his first quarter. Lenhart pulls in the arc. Now back to Dre. Try the three ball. That's good. Kennedy Dre knocks down on ball. 10 St. Mary's.
3-point make of the season.
Here to the near side. Now Patrick with the basketball here on the circle. As he looks after, he picks up a dribble, needs help. Still look. Now fires it out across. Malachi Dillon goes left. Bangs, fouls by Kennedy Dre. Watching go by. So the layup good. 17-12. There's two fouls on Dre. Changes the game a bit. That's a tip by Dillon. Picked up, though, by Dre out of St. Mary's. The baseline, Lenhart. Lenhart turns. Right side curls to the baseline. The jumper on the fall away. No good. Rebounded inside by Ryan. Riverside with the ball down a point here with 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Ryan drives into the lane, stops, and throws it out of bounds. I think he was trying to hit Ricky Williams with the no look, but it was too tall and out of bounds. For the Bulldogs now, David Anderson checks into the ball game. Also into the game for Kyle Myers, also checking. We're going to have the on the floor. St. Mary's asks for a 30. We'll take a 30-second break in a minute.
Clark's Electric Heating and Air Conditioning knows hard work. And they know that the Riverside boys basketball team has worked hard all season long as they've made their way to state. Keep up the good work. We're behind you all the way. Give Clark's Electric Heating and Air Conditioning in Oakland a call at 712-482-3006. Best of luck, Bulldogs at state, from everyone at Clark's Electric Heating and Air Conditioning in Oakland.
Field crew back to here in Des Moines as we get back to action. 13-12, St. Mary's leading Riverside. And St. Mary's for the basketballs. We come cut the floor. You're out of the time. Down low, he broke away. Tried to bounce. The ball goes back the other direction. Riverside ball. Lying up the floor with it for the Dogs. Cross the line. Williams pulls up the jumper off flops. No good. Back to the St. Mary's. Lost the timeline. Lenhart floats in the air. Went up. No just the same as fun hops. Anderson has on the arc pull back. Saw inside. They get it to Gray Sharp cross. That's a land grabbing out of bounds. And Chris Landgraf just couldn't handle the pass. Line with it for the Bulldogs. It's through track up the pass. Six and four. Back the other way, couldn't get it underneath. Curl. That's with Boone Smith. Now Landgraf. Jordan off front of the rim, back in by the same man. Up across the mall, goes it down into the corner, back outside, below. Long. That blows it in. And the timeout asked for now by the Bulldogs. This will be a full timeout, so we'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 8 a.m.
Good luck to the Riverside Bulldogs from S&B Feed Yard in Macedonia. At S&B Feed Yard, they do custom cattle feeding, have a 3,000-head capacity, 25 pens, CAB licensed, feed financing, has a consulting nutritionist, consulting veterinarian, they sell beef by the quarter, and so much more. Give S&B Feed Yard a call at 712-486-2494 or come check them out at 35714 Aspen Road in Macedonia. S&M Feed Yard is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and wish them the best of luck at state.
It takes the finest in coaching, good teamwork, good sportsmanship, determination, and a great team to go on to state. And the Riverside Bulldogs have them all. The folks at Regan Veith Funeral Home are mighty proud of each and every one of you. Congratulations on a winning season and best of luck as you play at the state tournament. You've put forth much effort and give us many thrilling games this season, and we know you'll play at your best at state. Congratulations and good luck to the Bulldogs from Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland.
Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines. Apologize for some of the audio issues there. We spent a lot of taxpayer money to give Des Moines a nice facility, but we're getting some crappy internet service here, so that's what we're stuck with here. So now we're going to change things up a little bit here. As the Bulldogs inbound, it's knocked out of bounds, so they'll do it again. 17-12, St. Mary's has the lead. 52 seconds left in this first quarter. As the Bulldogs face full court pressure now here by the Panthers. Ricky Williams will bring it up the floor. As he gets it across the timeline, he'll leave it outside for Ryan. Brady Ryan with a basketball. Working the dribble right side. Gets a screen from Williams. Now curls. Goes low. Pulls up the jumper. 15 is short. Might have got the hand on it. Ball taken out of the air by the Panthers. Up the floor they come. Dylan Smith dumps it left side. Lenhart drives around Anderson. Floats one in the air. No good. Tough shot. He got in the air, wasn't sure what to do with it. Just floated one up, kind of shot that one from the hip, hit the front of the rim. Williams there to rebound it to the Bulldogs. Now here to the near side, Tanner Ford with it in the front court. Ford looking for some help, dumps it out top for Graves. To the right side it goes, Ryan. Back up top for Graves. Ford looking low, lobs it for Williams. He's posting, got a double team going on him. As he spins, turns, banks one up off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out as time runs out here in this first quarter. 17-12, St. Mary's has the lead over Riverside after one quarter. We'll take a 1 minute break at the second quarter of it. You're listening to high school basketball on BJM.
Everyone at Farm Service Cooperative in Oakland sends congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs for a fine basketball season. The Bulldogs have displayed superior teamwork as well as the honor of competing at the state tournament. Farm Service Cooperative, located at 302 North Highway in Oakland, give them a call at 712-482-6434. All your friends at Farm Service Cooperative wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs.
All of Southwest Iowa is excited as the Riverside Bulldogs go on to the state basketball tournament. Ken and Laura Moore and Jody Pengraff of Oakland Insurance in Oakland wish the Bulldogs victory at the state tournament. It's been a great basketball season for the Bulldogs, and as they go on to state, it's all the way, and they can do it. Congratulations on your great season, and best of luck at state from Ken and Laura Moore and Jody Pengraff of Oakland Insurance in Oakland.
And welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we head to the second quarter of play here. It's a 17-12 lead here for St. Mary's after the first quarter. And we're back to action here with the Bulldogs with the basketball. They'll lob it to Ricky Williams. He'll pop one up from the free throw line. That's short. Rebound went up high, and Linhart snagged it there for the Panthers, and they'll come back the other direction. Linhart out in front, but we'll throw it right side over to Smith. Dylan Smith waiting on the arc. We'll drive past Ryan. Tries up and down inside, tapped away by Lim, stolen by Ryan. Ryan the other direction, he goes the other way, and we'll throw it in. They'll flip one up there awkwardly. He was trying to flip it down inside, and just lost the handle on it. Goes out of bounds, turns back over here to St. Mary.
I think that was intended for Garrett Graves down low, but I think Graves was setting up for the rebound attempt. He thought that was a shot.
A little confusion perhaps there for the Bulldogs, and they'll turn it back over. Now St. Mary's will throw it down outside. Now they'll get it back out on the perimeter, and a long shot off the back iron is no good. Now we have a foul on the rebound truck. It's going to be whistled here over the back on Josh Demers. He's going to get his first foul. And we'll have 14 fouls now here against St. Mary's. And they're the inbound now for the Bulldogs. They'll walk it up the floor with Ryan. Ryan out top with it. Crossing over out front. We'll lob it down to Williams inside the lane. He'll stop and fire one up with soft touch. No good. Rebound underneath Patrick. He'll turn around and fire one up. That's short. Rebound underneath again, and the putback is good. This time Williams puts it home. Persistence pays off there for Ricky Williams. They get the bucket, and it's now a 17-14 ball game. St. Mary's here, the three-point lead. They'll hand it off to Dre. He'll pop one from 17. That's good. Kennedy Dre got open just outside the free throw line. Put one home for the Panthers. Now they'll put on some full court pressure. And Ryan in trouble. He's just going away into the hands of Dre, and he'll put up an easy layup after the steal. Inbound again, and now the pressure broken this time by Riverside. Malachi Dillon has it tipped away. He got it back. Now a reaching foul. Linhart got it there and fouled him. He'll pick up his first. He fouled number five. Yeah, the pressure picking up a little bit here. Riverside's going to be a little more careful with the basketball. Inbound pass here will come to the Sears side. Substitution here for the Panthers as well. Trevor Landgraf checks back in here to the contest. Gray's going to check out. He's a little shook up over there. They're going to take a look at his ankle, it looks like, his left ankle. So he'll sit on the bench here for a moment. Ryan on the outside will drive here, guarding closely on the perimeter, over to Dylan. Malachi Dillon will bring it back to the top here, cross over and kick it over to Patrick. Ian Patrick, a drive to the corner. Bounce pass to Graves, nice look, and he's fouled if he tries to go for the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot, too. Dylan Smith will pick up his first.
Well, so far, St. Mary's shooting right at 50% for the floor, 9 of 18. Riverside, 6 out of 17 for the floor, 35% thus far.
Graves at the line now here to fire up the first free throw. In and out, no good, just rolls out on it.
Rolls for three from the line here for the Bulldogs. All those coming from Garrett Graves.
And he's got one more try on the way this time, and that one's also in and out no good. Two around about now there for Garrett Graves. Up the floor, Linhart drives baseline, puts one up in traffic. He's got it to go. He'll get the bucket and the foul call.
Well, he just outflipped the Bulldogs to the basket that time. Got into the air, was able to get there quicker and really take advantage. Right now, St. Mary's out rebounding Riverside 12-9, which is something the Dogs are not used to.
Ian Patrick will pick up the foul, and the free throw in and out, no good there by Linhart, so he can't complete the three-point play. Up the floor now, Ryan will bring it across here for the Bulldogs. He'll kick it over left side to Dylan. Dylan, working with it out front, will dump it down out of Williams. He'll caught there in traffic, dumps it back out to Dylan. He'll stop, fire one up at the free throw line, rattles out, no good, rebound tapped around and in the hands here of Landgraf, and now the Panthers go back the other way. Linhart lost the handle on it, had a friend there to help him out, and Smith picks it up before it goes out of bounds. Back outside, Linhart, the pump fake, now he'll kick it back up top to Smith. Back to Linhart, right wing, he'll drive baseline, got around Patrick, puts one up, almost got it to go, he'll get another foul call, and he'll go to the line to shoot two this time. and a tough foul for Garrett Graves. He was in the neighborhood, and he turned around at the last minute to see Lenhart flying by and just reached out real quick, got him on the arm. Fourth team foul now against the Bulldogs, and Lenhart at the line here for a pair. And he knocked down the first one. Saw just how quick of a move, once again, Lenhart has there with that first step as they cleared out for him. He went baseline that time. And the second free throw up and no good. This time Williams is going to track down the rebound. Back the other way. It's the 24-14, out to a 10-point lead right now here for St. Mary's. Riverside trying to fight back here on the offensive end. Dillon guarded very closely on the perimeter. He'll kick it up. Top now, Tipton's going away. Lenhart got in there, stole it. He'll go the other way against Patrick. And a block foul going to be called here underneath against Patrick as he's trying to slide in underneath it. And we'll go to the line to shoot two again here for Lenhart. Panthers are really challenging the passes out on the perimeter. You expect them to try to block down low and really box in Ricky Williams, and they are doing that with a lot of double teams, but they're really challenging every pass outside. They're trying to stretch those lanes out a little bit. Right now, Riverside making a few mistakes with those passes.
First free throw up and good there by Lenhart. Substitution now. That was the third foul against Ian Patrick. He's going to check out, and we're going to see at least Myers or Anderson coming in. One of the two coming in here. We'll get that number here for you in just a moment. Lenhart gets up there and knocks that one down, and it will be David Anderson that's out there on the floor here to replace Patrick.
Ball knocked out of bounds there on the inbound, so they'll do it again. Kennedy Dre was off the end of the bench, so getting a little medical attention. Now he's sitting right next to his coaches, so he looks okay, which is a good thing. With 13 points, 5 rebounds already in the ballgame.
Yeah, his coach is sure awfully happy that he's back right next to him. Williams up the floor now. He'll break the pressure on the dribble. Go all the way baseline. Wrap around. Has to kick it back up top. Now we kick it around and go over to Dillon here on the baseline. Up front now it's Ryan. He'll pump fake. Drive. Hand off to Anderson. Anderson back to Ryan. Now they lob it to Williams. In traffic. Turns. Dampers going off the glass and in. Nice move that time by Ricky Williams to get himself free. 4:27 left to go here in this first half of play. 10-point game again. 26-16. St. Mary's lead and the basketball. Panthers throw it down low. Lenhart backs it back out now here to the outside on the wing. Working around the perimeter. Smith, the lob. Too tall that time looking for Lindgraff. Now they'll hit it back outside here to Lenhart. Working around the outside. Into the hands here right now of Josh Demers. Long three taken by Lenhart. Missed it off the front iron. Rebound long to Anderson. Dillon will run it now the other way here to the Bulldog. Fifth pump fake. Stop. In trouble. Dumps it down to Williams now. He'll get himself free and gets another one off the glass and in. And a quick timeout taken here by the Panthers as they want to talk things over. Full timeout. We'll take a 1-minute break. Ending the high school basketball on KJAN.
It's been a great basketball season for the Riverside Bulldogs as they head to state. It's all the way as they continue their winning season with the best of luck from Todd Williams at Pioneer in Oakland. Todd Williams from Pioneer in Oakland knows that you can do it, boys. With the coaches and the support of your fans, you'll succeed. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Todd Williams at Pioneer in Oakland. It takes hard work, great coaching, good teamwork, and determination, plus much more to have a great winning season. And that's exactly what the Riverside Bulldog basketball team has done. Congratulations to the Bulldogs on their successful season. Janelle's Hair Design in Oakland is located behind Blossoms, 512 and a half Dr. Van Zee Road. They're open Monday and Wednesdays from 9 to 8, Tuesdays from 11 to 8, Fridays 8 to 5, and Saturdays 9 to 3, and closed on Thursdays. Best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs from Janelle, Randy, and Mallory at Janelle's Hair Design in Oakland.
And welcome back now here at Wells Fargo Arena. A couple of buckets by Ricky Williams has got it back down to 10-10. 8 points now. It's down under 10. 26-18, your score here. St. Mary's the lead and the basketball. Final 3:46 left to go here in this first half of play. A dribble on the outside here for the Panthers. They're working up top. Kennedy Dre's back in there. He has it at the top of the key. They'll dump it off over to Lenhart now. Back outside to get it into the hands here on the perimeter of Sandhoff. Now a long shot up on the way and short. Rebound pulled down here by Myers, and they'll rebound and go the other way. Bulldogs run with it. Dillon to the baseline. Kicks it back outside. Williams, he'll fire up a three ball. That's good. Who says the big man can't shoot from the perimeter? He knocks one down, and it's 26-21 back to a four-point ball game, a five-point ball game here. St. Mary's with the basketball. We'll work it around outside. Lenhart, pump taking a dribble drive, stops in the lane, close one up, short. Rebound tapped out long, and Lenhart's going to track it back down. Kind of hesitated with there with the shot, was looking the other direction, and then decided to pull the trigger on it. Ended up short. Working around the outside here. Sandoff pass down inside and a foul call. Williams got over a little bit late against Gray. Had his hand over the top and he'll pick up the foul. That'll be the first here on Ricky Williams. And as the 16th foul now here against the Bulldogs. Gray at the line here for a pair. The first one off the mark, no good. Gray will have one more coming here. 2:48 left to go in the half. 26-21. St. Mary's the lead here with one more free throw on the way. Second one up by Dre. That one's good. Inbound now here for the Bulldogs. As Ryan will catch it. Walk it here into the front court. Ryan, the bounce pass to Myers. And stop. He'll dump it back outside to Ryan. Ryan will drive towards the baseline. Stop. Duck under. Put a shot up and rolls around and falls through. Tough off balance look there from Brady Ryan. Gets the roll. It's now 27-23. St. Mary's the basketball here on the outside. Will drive inside. Damers gets it down low. Now a shot made by Gray. They're going to count the bucket and get a foul call.
That's a tough foul. It was hardly any contact whatsoever. And Gray was already at the basket to knock that one down, but they're going to call Williams for stepping in there playing defense. That's not a very good call.
Williams picks up his second, and now the free throw also good here to complete a three-point play for Kennedy Gray. They put on the pressure again. This time, Ryan breaks it easily on the dribble. Ryan up the floor. Stops and picks it up, jumps it outside to Williams. He'll drive around, pull up at the free throw line, jumper on the way, back iron no good, rebound fought for, and the Panthers come away with it.
Well, Dre, awful risky there. He went up and over the top of Kyle Myers trying to get that rebound. He's got two fouls. He can't afford a third.
Outside, right side pass down to Dre. He'll drive in, pull one up there from about 8 feet, dances off the back of the rim, hits about three times, and then falls off no good. And the rebound here to Ryan. Ryan will move up the floor here for the Bulldogs. Stops. Cut off there. Needs some help. Now pass off to Dillon. He'll pump pick at the free throw line. Didn't put up a shot. Now he'll throw it over to Williams. He'll stop and fire one up over the top of Dre. Missed it. Got his own rebound, though. Fight for it. Turn around. Shot blocked by Dre. Into the hands here of the Panthers. They'll run the other way. Linhart behind the back with the dribble, and then going to have a foul call here.
Linhart went behind the back off of the dribble going to the basket and just flat launched the handle on the ball. There was no contact whatsoever as Malachi Dillon came by and the official from the backside, who had no look at it at all, made the call. That's a bad, bad, bad call.
Dillon picks up the foul here. Linhart's going to get two shots here at the line. 1:23 left to go here in the half, and he makes the first. Gator Ford going to check in now here for Riverside. Is David Anderson going to check out? Inbound pass now, or the second free throw here will come from Linhart. And that one's up and good, so he knocks him down. A 32-23 lead now for St. Mary's. They stretched it back out here a little bit. 1:16 left to go here in the half. Ford caught on the outside, needs to get rid of it, gets down low here to Myers. He'll stop and fire one up over the top of Dre, miss it. Rebound pulled down by Smith, and they'll run the floor. Over right side, stopping a pump fake. Now a kick across over to Linhart. Down inside to Dre. Dre turning. Tries to hook around and puts up a shot, and they're going to stick on out of the foul call here. Not much contact there as well.
No, and he was using that offhand as he tried to dribble to try to open up some room and curl himself around, too.
Kyle Myers is going to pick up the foul. It'll be his first. He'll have two shots on the way out here for Kennedy Dre.
That's something good on the first. Of course, I think all three officials are under 6 feet tall. They have no clue what it's like to play in the post.
Dre will have one more coming now here, and that one's up and good as well. Taking advantage here at the line, and they stretch the lead back out here to 11 points. 34-23, St. Mary's the lead here. 50 seconds left to go in the half. Ryan guarded closely in a foul call here. Dillon Smith a little too close with the body contact, and he'll pick up his second foul.
Yeah, I wonder how long it's going to take before they started whistling some of those, because the Panthers are getting more and more aggressive outside, one-on-one defending.
And it'll be a one-and-one coming now here for the Bulldogs at the line. Ryan will be at the line here. 17th foul here against St. Mary's, and the free throw up by Ryan and good, so he'll get another. That cuts the lead to 10. 34-24. There's 47.6 seconds showing here on the clock here in the half. Second free throw up and good. So Ryan converts there at the line. make it 34-25. Panthers up the floor here. Down to 40 seconds left to go here in this first half. Dre will hang on to it out top. It looks like the Panthers will try to stall here for a last shot. Guarding closely on the perimeter. Smith drives, kicks it back out to Dre. Now gets it back. We'll work it out here near the center circle. Picks up his dribble. Fires an errant pass. Linhart trying to come through Dillon to get it. Nobody saw it there for a moment. Now Bulldogs steal it. They'll have it back the other way. Ryan will bring it up the floor here. Gets the screen. Goes left side on the dribble. Stops and fires one up on the run. Missed it. Rebound. No good rip down by Myers. Was trying to rip it down. Came right through it. Hit his body. Went down to the floor. I'm going to have a whistle here after that. It'll be a Panthers basketball going the other direction. That's a tie up thereafter. And Panthers will inbound underneath. They'll lob it here into the center court. Linhart up the floor here. 7 seconds to go. Slows down. Gets Dillon to run into him. Now keeps it in the corner. Dre's going to kick a three up on the way. No good. Rebound by Myers. And a whistle here with just the tenth of a second showing on the clock. Bulldogs give it away here to shoot a 1-1 as they whistle the foul underneath that time against Tanner Landgraf going for that rebound.
Boy, Coach Brad Wilkin in St. Mary's has got to be just beside himself. I mean, wow. With one-tenth of a second left, why would you even challenge that at that point? But
so Myers gets two shots here to wrap up this first half of play. The first one's off the mark, no good. It was 1-1, so it was just one opportunity. So he missed it there, and it'll go to the locker room here with the Riverside Bulldogs trailing here at the half by a score of 34-25. St. Mary's here with the lead in this 1A state first-round basketball contest. We'll go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and talk more about it here at the halftime break with high school basketball on KJAN.
Education is the best tool for keeping your identity safe. Another great tool is Total Identity Theft Protection, included with your Great Western Bank Great Benefits Checking account. Great Benefits Checking is the bank account that has your back. Go beyond the basics. To learn more about Great Benefits Checking, stop in to 501 Pioneer Avenue in Oakland, or call us at 712-482-6457. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
The experts are saying it's time to build bins and store your grain on farm. But you haven't made that decision yet? Well, call your local Sukup dealer, Zimmerman Sales and Service. They have a full line of Sukup equipment, including bins, continuous flow dryers, fans, and unloading equipment. They can design a grain drying and storage system that will let you take control of your grain and put more profit back in your pocket. Call Zimmerman Sales and Service of Neola at 712-485-2677 or contact them on the web at ZimmermanSales.org. And make sure to get in on incredible discounts going on now.
You'll be truly amazed with the Carson Community Center in Carson. Their center offers you a variety of rooms to choose from that will personally fit your event. They also offer bar service that is run by the American Legion Post number 556 and provide bartenders for you. A kitchen is available whether you cater or do the meal yourself. Within the Carson Community Center is the Carson Fitness Center, open from 4:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. every day of the week with great machines and rates. The Carson Community Center would like to wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament. Oakland Manor in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. Oakland Manor in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Welcome back here to our Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, as bringing you a first-round coverage of the 1A state boys basketball tournament as St. Mary's Storm Lake leads the Riverside here 34-25 at the halftime break. And it's been a little bit tough sledding here and some stretches here for the Bulldogs, and of course not the benefactor of a couple of tough balls there down the stretch too, but once St. Mary's is able to get to the free throw line, they knock them down there late in the half, to able to stretch that lead back out here, kind of where we sit here at the halftime break.
Well, Riverside's got to figure out how to get a few other guys involved with the offense here, too, because they've got 25 points at halftime, and Brady Ryan and Ricky Williams have 23 on them. So you can't just have a night where you got two guys playing basketball. It doesn't matter what level you're playing. When you're a state tournament, you got guys who are contributing on the other side. You got to have more production. But I say that, and I, St. Mary's, all but four of their points coming from two guys, too, so
Can't see where it is. The difference is there are more points there. It's a 9-point game right now. The difference right now is pretty easy to see. It's at the free throw line because Riverside's just 2 of 7 here in the first half of the line. St. Mary's has made 9 more. They're 11 of 14 for free throw line. So there's your 9-point difference here in the first half.
So an advantage there for the Panthers getting to the line and then knocking some down here, especially late in that first half to stretch their lead back out. Riverside had cut it back down to 4 points, but St. Mary's able to get some of those calls, get to the line, knock them down, and stretch it back out here at the halftime break with that 34-25 lead here over the Riverside Bulldogs. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, come back to tell you more. You'll listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your authorized independent agents for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, is pleased to tell you about some great new features in Wellmark's health care plans, including an optional dental plan, a supplemental accident option, well child care coverage, plans with a prescription drug card program, and plenty more we don't have time to list. To find out more, call Western Iowa Insurance at 712-343-6332 today. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
OSI in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. OSI in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Hey, car buyer. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't get suckered by those big dealerships' fancy advertising. Think smaller. Think Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store in Red Oak. You see, big means big headaches, big high pressure, big long waits for service. But at a little place like Hawkeye Ford, the only thing big is the savings. Sure, those big dealers might have those big inflatables on their lot, but who do you think's paying for all that hot air? You. So think little. Think Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store on Highway 34 just east of Red Oak.
Thistleberry Cottage, a quaint little gift shop nestled outside of Oakland. They have a fresh new spring look with dozens of different collections and decor. They have so many great unique gift ideas you just need to see. Thistleberry Cottage is open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 17429 390th Street, Oakland, halfway between Highway 6 and 92 on 390th Street. Thistleberry Cottage would like to congratulate the Riverside Bulldogs on making it to state and wish them the best of luck.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Chris Fox along with Jim Field here with coverage of the 1A State Boys Basketball Tournament. Here in the first round is the Riverside Bulldogs are taking on the St. Mary's Panthers, and it's a 34-25 lead here for St. Mary's at the halftime break. Take a look at the numbers here for you from the first half of play. And one guy really doing a lot of damage for St. Mary's, and he got going early on in the contest. And he got into some early foul trouble, but that didn't seem to faze him a whole lot. He was out for a little while. An ankle taped up to Kennedy Dre. Still been a factor here throughout the first half. 19 points for Kennedy Dre here so far. And he's got just a couple other players there on the score sheet here so far for St. Mary's. But they're getting enough production from Dre right now that it doesn't seem to make much of a difference. Well, and he's the efficient one. 7 of 11 from the floor overall. 1 of 3 or 1 of 4 from the arc. And 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Of course, that kind of offsets Lenhart, who's struggled a little bit. He's got 11 points here in the first half, most of them from the free throw line, though, as he's got 7 of 9 from the line, but he's 0 for 2 from the arc, just 2 for 9 from the floor, but still an 11-point first half for him. So, that's a look there at the St. Mary's side of the scoring here for you in the first half. For the Riverside Bulldogs, they have 13 points here so far in this first half from Ricky Williams leading the way. Also, Brady Ryan chipping in with 10 here in the first half as well, and Malachi Dillon as a pair, but as far as that side of the floor goes, a little less efficient here from the field for Riverside. Not much. They're pretty similar as far as the shots from the field go, but you mentioned that the free throw line has so far really been the difference here in this first half.
Yeah, it really has. It's 11 of 14 for St. Mary's. It's 2 of 7 for Riverside. And shooting percentages still show that, too. 11 of 25, 44% for St. Mary's. 10 for 26 for Riverside. That's 38.5%. Riverside has made all three of their three-point field goals compared to 1 of 8 for St. Mary's, so that's a saving grace. But if you're going to get to the free throw line, you got to make those.
And that was one thing I think that was kind of surprising there in that first half was the fact that St. Mary's, either they were going really hard to the basket and taking it right at Ricky Williams, or they were settling for very long outside shots. We saw a couple of really long three-point attempts there by St. Mary's, so it's kind of a mix of
differences, quite polar opposites at times.
Yeah, the Panthers are benefiting from 10 to 7. They're leading the points off the turnovers battle here, and actually outscoring Riverside in the paint 16-10. And as I said, with Ricky Williams out, that's something Riverside's not used to.
Definitely a change of pace here, yeah, for the Riverside Bulldogs, except with a guy like Kennedy Trey down low. We'll take another 2-minute timeout and come back and get you set here for the second half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball at KJAN.
The folks at Riverside Lanes in Oakland congratulate the Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. Their record proves they have a fine team. The cheerleaders also deserve a pat on the back for their fine spirit in cheering the team on to victory. It's on to state for the Riverside Bulldogs. And all the folks at Riverside Lanes are happy to say congratulations and best of luck at the state tournament.
Does your vehicle need a tune-up? Take it to Bain's Automotive in Oakland for quality service you can depend on. With the warmer weather, you want to make sure your air conditioner is working. Tim at Bain's Automotive does complete air conditioning service and repair, along with major and minor engine work, brakes, exhaust work, and oil changes. Bain's Automotive is located at 501 North Highway 6 in Oakland. Stop by or give them a call at 712-482-6708. Bain's Automotive, quality service you can depend on.
Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa has been protecting America's farmers since 1893. That's a lot of storms, a lot of settled claims, and a lot of satisfied customers. More than four generations of farmers have trusted Farmers Mutual Hail to protect their investment, making them one of the most respected leaders in the crop insurance industry. For stability, service, and satisfaction, look for the Cloud and Hummel Insurance Services, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Contact Hummel Insurance in Oakland at 800-482-6426 today. Farmers Mutual Hail and Hummel Insurance Services are equal opportunity providers.
Everyone at Canoyer Country Greenhouse and Gift Shop send their congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs and their great fans on a fantastic basketball season. They're proud of the Bulldogs and their teamwork and good sportsmanship. Canoyer Country Greenhouse and Gift Shop is getting ready for spring and will be opening in April. Things are blooming out here. It's looking like spring. Congratulations, Riverside Bulldogs, and best of luck at state.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we go to the third quarter here today. St. Mary's leading Riverside 34-25 as we start the third quarter play. As Patrick will inbound to the backside for Ryan, and we are underway here in the second half. Ian Patrick, Brady Ryan, Ricky Williams, Garrett Graves, Malachi Dillon on the floor for Riverside. They're starting five. Starts the second half as Patrick drives, pulls up the jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound, Williams is put back, blocked inside by Dre. Williams again the rebound, his pushback comes in and out, and Dre the rebound. So St. Mary's thwarts the first opportunity here for Riverside, and they bring it back the other way. As Dre drives the right side, and he's going to be called for carrying the basketball.
Did you call that?
Yeah, still in the rule book. So straddling, though, too.
Yeah, it's a tough start for Riverside. We'll see if they can get some luck here. That's just a bad break the last time down the floor, not being able to get the ball to go in.
Ryan picks up his dribble here in the backcourt now. Trap gets it ahead now to Patrick. Patrick trying to break the pressure. Down low to Graves. Graves turns, forces one up, no good. And the rebound grabbed inside by the Panthers. And Luke Lenhart came away with it. Lenhart up the floor now. Ooh, he almost traveled with it there near side, far side rather, and leaves it back out top. Now Dre, he'll leave it up top for Smith. Lenhart here on the left wing. Gets a screen, drives to the baseline, stops, forces one up all way off the mark. And that one rebounded by Garrett Graves out of the air. Quickly up the floor, now goes to Patrick here on the right perimeter. He'll dump it for Williams. Williams turns in the lane, a short floater up and good. 34-27, it's a seven-point ball game now. Riverside scores first here in the second half. Smith across the timeline, now right side, they dump it down low. It's Dre posting right side, back up top it comes. And now Landgraf's pass goes right through the hands of Biff Landgraf right in the noggin. And bounces free. The Riverside Bulldogs come up with it. Patrick baseline now steps across, floats one up, and no, we got a jump ball call. As he tried to work his way across the baseline with that little hop step, got tied up underneath, and the jump ball will turn it back over to the Panthers.
Yeah, I think that was the right call there. The defender was able to get the hand over the top on the basketball, and they were tied up there with that one, and it looked like that's what you had to make the call there. It was either a shot or the traveling violation or that.
Josh Deemer's back into the ballgame now for the Panthers. He has it here in the front court, working against Malachi Dillon. He lost the ball, was able to scoop it back up. Now Dillon with a tap and a steal as he comes up with a basketball.
and he's kind of working up the floor. He tapped it, he stepped out of bounds, but he got back in and he kind of just worked around the basketball. I think he believed he couldn't touch it, but once you establish position in bounds, you can. Regardless, anyway, the ball is on the floor and it's tied up, and the Bulldogs have the arrow, so they get the possession. So Patrick with it now, he'll lob it in the lane. That's Williams, he'll turn, he'll float one up and in. Williams, the backside turn. Gets a little floater. It's a five-point game now. 34-29, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Riverside trying to get back square here. Ahead it comes now. Right side, that's Landgraf with it. Trevor Landgraf dumps it up top for Dre. Bounce pass down low in the block. That's Sandoff. Back to Dre. He'll drive. Shot no good, but he's fouled. And he'll get a chance. I believe they're going to call it a shooting foul. It looked like it was on the floor, but it looks like the official whistle shooting foul. And that's going to be a tough one. That's on Ian Patrick, and that'll be his board.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You know, not an integral guy as far as scoring the basketball goes for your team, but, boy, when your starter's out there and you're good ball handling, it's tough to lose.
Yeah. Patrick will check out now as David Anderson is back in. Also checking out now is Dylan Smith for the Panthers. Luke Lenhart is back in. Second free throw here by Dre is good. He made one of the two. It's 35-29 to score. Six-point game. Backcourt, now they get it to Williams, and Williams will bring it across the timeline on the dribble as he spins out top, turns, curls, now goes down the lane, all the way to the rack, floats it up, no good. Rebound taken inside by Sandoff. Sandoff ahead to Lenhart. Lenhart looked up the floor and saw Kennedy Dre running, but decided against it. Now gets it to Dre, right side, the short pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, and we got a foul over the back. That'll be against Trevor Landgraf of St. Mary's. Nice box out inside that time by Graves. Landgraf the foul, and the ball will belong to Riverside. 35-29, a six-point game, 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. St. Mary's the lead, Riverside the ball. Graves with it out high, hands it to Ryan. He'll pull up for the three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound down low, is tapped and kept alive on the floor, picked up by the Panthers, as Lenhart comes out with it. Across now to Dre. Dre quickly up the floor. Beamers back to Dre, right side. He'll drive to the rack. Shot blocked by Williams. Williams steps away with a loose ball. He'll swap it up here in the air now to Dillon, and Malachi Dillon will get it to the front court. Dillon looking for a screen out top, gets one, pulls up right side. His shot blocked, going out of bounds it goes. Kennedy Graves sucked all the way out to block that shot after he got the screen from Graves, and the ball out of bounds to the Bulldogs.
Well, one of these teams will be able to get the ball to the basket, but around one of those big guys, they're really showing their force inside right now.
Anderson inbounds here to the corner. Ryan gets the screen, turns, looks, gives it to Williams. He'll elevate for the three ball. No good. Rebound down low to Dre. Lenhart up the floor now for the Panthers. 4:35 to go in this third quarter. Lenhart open, long, brief, left side is good. He knocks that one down. 38-29. Back to a 9-point lead once again. Bulldogs have numbers now as they get into the front court. As Dillon leaves it down low to Graves, and he goes right to the rack and lays that one in. Garrett Graves on the duck in underneath, and it's 38-31. Panthers lead by 7, 4:08 left to go here in the third quarter. Landgraf out top with it for St. Mary's. Sandoff now back across Lenhart. Lenhart, crossover dribble into the lane, elevates the short floater, no good. Rebound Williams inside for Riverside. Williams off now to Ryan, and he'll bring it up the floor. Nice opportunity there with a little floater in the lane. Just couldn't get it to drop. Now to the left side it goes. Ryan hesitates. Tries to drive. Cut off. Back outside it goes to Williams. Williams on the circle. Leaves it for Ryan. He'll step back and fire a three. That's good. Ryan answers Lenhart's three with one of his own. It's 38-34 now. A four-point game. That's as close as it's been in a while. Panthers to the front court with a four-point lead. 3:28 to go. Ball knocked away and stolen. Ricky Williams to steal. He's going to run the floor now. Take it all the way up the left side, and he got fouled. Foul on the floor. It'll be against Lenhart. That'll be his second. The ball will belong to Riverside down on the baseline, and they have a chance to cut into this lead even further. Nice little run here by the Dogs.
Yeah, they're really showing some bounce back here and going on a nice little flurry and just being active with their hands to get the nice steal there by Williams, get their team another opportunity here to climb a little closer.
They'll inbound as Anderson will key it in. He'll fire it out top here to Dillon. Malachi Dillon with it up top. Williams calling for it right side. He'll go left side. The floater up, no good. Rebound taken by Lenhart. Lenhart wants to run. Quickly flips to the head. Smith on the run. The layup is good.
Panthers with a defensive stop and a lay-in on the other side. It's 40-34, a six-point game. Anderson up the floor now for Riverside to the baseline. The bounce pass underneath to Williams. He wasn't expecting it. It's on his fingers but out of bounds. It'll turn back over to the Panthers. Tanner Ford is back. Kyle Myers checks in now as well for Riverside. Graves and Anderson will check out. A couple of missed opportunities up the floor for Riverside. And the Panthers get the ball back. Dylan Smith out top with the basketball. He'll drive with the left hand down low. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good active awareness. Quick hands there by Ricky Williams to knock that one away from Kennedy Dre. And the Panthers will inbound on the baseline in the front court. They'll leave it to the right side. Smith out top now. They get it over far side to Lenhart on the arc. He fakes the three. Gives it to Smith. Now to Dre. Short jumper. Good. Dre, full 12-foot turnaround. It's 42-34. Back to an 8-point lead now. Riverside backcourt. Ryan has it stripped away. It's taken away by Dre, and he lays it in. And it's a 10-point lead now, 44-34, just like that. St. Mary's answering back. Now Williams up the floor with the basketball. He lost. It's tapped away at center court, off to Dre, and Dre goes to the rack for the dunk. He missed it. Rebound, though, is his own. That's a Lenhart. He'll try a three, and that's good. Lenhart buries the triple. Timeout Riverside, 47-34. 9-0 run here for the Panthers. And we've got a timeout on the floor, asked for by the Bulldogs. Still no signal whether it's a 30 or a full 60. Be nice if the officials would let us know that. We'll take a 30-second timeout. I'll be back in a half a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
Can you spot a 4-H'er when you see one? If you're looking at someone with great communication skills, a leader in their school, or someone who likes to try new things, then you've found a 4-H'er. The 4-H motto, to make the best better, isn't just about making projects.
It's about making better kids. You can help us become better kids by donating to the East Potawatomi 4-H Booster Fund. Your donations help to create 4-H workshops, camps, and activities that provide learning and leadership, citizenship, and life skills.
Call the East Potawatomi Extension Office in Oakland to donate to our 4-H Booster Fund at 712-482-6449.
The Extension Office is not only the home of 4-H, but provides services in agriculture, environment, business, community, families, and healthy living. Call us today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as Riverside inbounds the basketball. They were down 4 with the ball a little bit ago. Now they trail by 13. Well, Tanner Ford makes it 11 as he hits a short jumper on the run out up the floor at 47-36. Back outside, Lenhart with it for the Panthers. They go down low. Dre posting, shot up underneath, good, and a foul. Ricky Williams on the bench now for a bit, getting a break there after this timeout. The basket good by Dre, and he was played inside by Myers, and Myers from the backside out of position, committing the foul. Boy, you're down 4 after a nice little run. Had the ball in your hands, had a chance to cut it to 1. I've got a 1-possession game, and all of a sudden, St. Mary's just running away.
Yeah, you get it. Turnover to quick bucket, another turnover, and it turns into a three. And just every time it seems Riverside falling a little closer, it's a good run again by St. Mary's to regain momentum.
Williams was checked back into the ball game now. Malachi Dillon dribbles in the backcourt looking for help. Gets to the head to Williams, but we got a foul. Dylan Smith comes flying across, got a hand on Williams. 50-36, it's a 14-point lead here for the Panthers as Williams will inbound here right in front of us. Brady Ryan takes it. He'll bring it to the front court. Ryan across the timeline now. Leaves it left side for Ford. Tanner Ford out on the circle. They try to gum things up in the middle. Graves back to Ford. He'll lob it low. That's going to be Williams. Head fake. Shot up. Good. Got it over Gray. Basket's good. 50-38. 12-point lead for the Panthers. A minute 15 left to play in the third quarter. Right side. Now Steamers with it. Back out top. It comes to Smith. Left side to Gray. Dre on the arc. Bounce pass was attempted, but it was kicked by Ricky Williams. Ball will stay with the Panthers. They'll inbound on the baseline. They get into the corner. Quick three try. Is in and out and back in again as Lenhart fired one up and in, and it's 53-38, a 15-point lead now. For the Panthers, Dillon with it front court. Malachi Dillon baseline right side. The duck under on the head fake is looking good. And it's 53-40. 45 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter, or third quarter rather, as Lenhart has it in the front court now. Out top to Dre. Left side it comes. Stop here would be nice for the Bulldogs. and they can't get it as they let Dylan Smith go all the way around the curl down the lane to the basket, and he lays one in, 55-40. Malachi Dillon to the front court here for Riverside. Dillon out top, dumps it for Graves. Graves hands it off to Dillon. He'll pull up and jump it. It's short. But he got tipped. It came up way short. And now underneath, falling to the floor was Lenhart after he had the rebound. And then Williams tried to take it away from him. Instead, they call it a jump ball. The basketball will stay with the Panthers with 14 seconds left in this third quarter.
Usually a wrestling match for the basketball, you're not going to win against Ricky Williams, but the whistle came pretty quick, so he got the jump ball called.
They inbound and get it across the timeline. 10 seconds left. Smith, right side, off the dribble, down the lane he goes. Stops underneath, gets it to Gray for the basket. 57-40, 2 seconds, 1 second, three-quarter court shot is just short by Brady Ryan. And a great last 3 minutes of this third quarter by St. Mary's, which put them up 17. 57-40, back in 1 minute. You look at high school basketball on KJAS.
Who says trucking is a man's sport? I haul kids, groceries, my work gear, my workout gear, and that's just a Monday. That's why I'm so grateful for my 2013 Chevy Silverado from Keast Chevy in Oakland. Not only is this a dependable vehicle, but it's a gorgeous accessory for my very high standards. And I told you what I'd do on Mondays, but I left out off-roading with the girls on Friday. Find new roads with the Chevy Silverado and don't settle for less. Drive the best from Keast.
Strength, stability, service, and Marge Denton. That's what you can count on with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Marge Denton, your Farm Bureau agent in Oakland, is here to help people like you through all stages of life. Call Marge Denton today to learn more how she can make it simple to protect what's most important to you, your family, cars, home, and future. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena. We head to the final quarter of play here in this 1A state tournament first-round basketball contest, and it's a tough battle here for the Bulldogs to try to fight back. They're down 17 points, 57-40 here as we head to the final quarter of play. The Panthers went on a big run there at the end of the third quarter to take a lead here, and now the Bulldogs trying to fight back, and Ricky Williams trying to get him started, but it dances around and falls off the rim there with the jumper from 14 and the rebound here to the Panthers. So a tough break there on that shot. Now the Panthers have it back up the other way. They'll have it up top here with Smith. Smith will drive left side, pull up, bounce pass, Gray, goes baseline, gets the shot to go. Got around Williams, got the shot to go off the glass. Kennedy Gray having a big ball game here for St. Mary's.
And 29 points and 9 rebounds. Yeah, it's a big game.
Crossover for Ryan. He'll go to the corner, drives baseline, cut off there, rolls one, and it's stolen. Right in the hands of Lenhart. He'll run the floor. Now he'll back it out to the corner. Didn't have an advantage there. We'll bring it back up top now here for St. Mary's. He'll cross over, kicks it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Vanhoff no good, and the rebound pulled down by Williams. And the Bulldogs will come back the other direction. Bounce pass off to Ford. Tanner Ford, the dribble, out to the top. Jumps it off Ryan. He'll take the long three. That's no good. Rebound. Williams goes up high for it. Then his shot is blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two.
A lot of big bodies in there banging on the board, trying to go back up with that shot. Williams, he got hit by two guys. Dre, I think, picked up the foul, didn't he?
Yeah. Nope. Landgraf picked up the foul.
There are two guys in there banging on him inside. Landgraf will pick up his third.
First free throw dances around and falls home here for Ricky Williams. He'll have another one coming.
Williams with 20 points now here in the ballgame. 20 points, 15 rebounds also for the senior.
Ford checks out. Patrick coming back in. He's playing with those four fouls here down the stretch. Williams, the second free throw, that's short. Rebound, Dre goes for five to snag it. Back the other way, the Panthers will run. Smith now slows it down out top. We'll hand it off here outside to Sandhoff. Sandhoff back over now here to Dre. Bounce pass. And a baseline drive all the way to the rack. Layup no good, but a foul call here. And Lenhart will go to the line to shoot two. You've got a quick first step. If he can get around you, it's good luck trying to chase him down.
You know, I was going to ask you who you're talking about, because you could be talking about just about any one of those guys in white jerseys out there, the Panthers. They're all quick with that first step and can really make a quick move.
And it was Ian Patrick who picked up the foul. He had just come back into the game, and that was his fifth foul. So he's going to foul out.
And he'll head down here to the bench, so the other senior here on the roster for the Bulldogs will foul out. So he's frustrated with his day. Free throw up and good here by Linhart.
That's kind of a tournament game that him, Patrick had envisioned when he went to bed last night and thought about what was going to happen today. Sometimes you just get put in a tough position, and those early fouls really, really gum you up. He never was on the floor long enough to be able to get in any kind of a rhythm.
Linhart knocked down both free throws here, and now the Bulldogs come back the other way. Dillon trying to fight open for a shot. Kick it back up top to Ryan. Three ball on the way. In and out. Rebound tapped around, and Dre comes up with it as Graves goes tumbling to the floor here for the Bulldogs. And now a reach-in foul. Williams trying to reach in there and knock it away from Linhart. He's going to pick up the foul, and Ricky Williams will pick up his third. Inbound now here for the Panthers. That would be a 14th foul as well against the Bulldogs. Van Hoff to Dre. He'll step back and fire one from 16. No good. Rebound comes out in the hands of Ryan, and he'll run the floor for Riverside. Lost the handle. Now dumps it down low in the hands of Graves. He lets the defender fly up in the air, and then he'll get a foul call and go to the line to shoot, too, as it'll be Trevor Landgraf picking up the foul as he went up into the air.
It doesn't look good for Riverside at 61-41, but you still have almost 6 minutes left in the ballgame. We saw how quickly St. Mary's able to put points on the board. A couple of buckets by Williams, a couple of three balls outside. It's amazing how fast teams can rally back when they have things go well. They just need to play defense and start picking up the pace a little bit if it looks on offense.
Graves misses the first free throw, and now a substitution here is back into the game here for St. Mary's. Is Josh Demers. He'll come back in to replace the play of Landgraf. Second free throw up and good there by Graves, so he gets one out of two. And the Panthers will lock it up the floor now here with Smith. Smith working out top, will fire it over right side in the hands of Linhart. He'll cross over, go baseline all the way to the rack again, and he's going to get a foul call and go to the line to shoot two. Just so hard to stop him from getting to the rack, and he's done it along the baseline for the majority of the ballgame.
A skilled handler of the basketball. You take a look at Linhart and you see that he's averaging just about 25 points a game, and you think, oh, well, he's a shooter, he's a scorer. Well, he is, but he handles the basketball very well and is able to get himself going one-on-one into the lane, to the basket, and in this case, to the free throw line.
And he's now knocked down 11 shots at the free throw line as he buries both free throws here. And it's now 63-42 as St. Mary's here with the lead. 5:30 left to go in the ballgame. Pass was errant that time. Anderson threw it away. Dre was the only man down underneath to take that one out of his hands and head the other direction. Bulldogs turn it back over. Dre has it on the outside against Williams. He'll put it on the deck. Stop and dump it back outside. Linhart right back to Dre on the block. Nice pass to the curling player down the lane that time. Sandhoff, he missed the shot, though. Went tumbling to the floor. Bulldogs come up with the rebound. They'll run the other way. Dillon throws it off to Graves. Graves to Williams. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sandhoff. He got himself off the floor. Ran down the floor and got a rebound. Back the other way. The Panthers have it here. Linhart outside. We'll dump it off to Smith. And looks like they'll be wise to settle it down here a little bit. Kick on the outside. Three-point attempt going to come on the way. Missed that time on the outside by Demers. And it's pulled away here by the Bulldogs. 63-42, 4:35 left in the ballgame. St. Mary's leading Riverside here. We head down the final stretch run in this opening Class 1A state tournament basketball game. Shot missed down low by Graves. Rebound bounced around forever. Tapped in the air, and the Panthers come away with it. Smith will have it. He'll cross over, go left side. Stop. Try to float it down low. It's tipped and stolen. Williams had it. Lost the handle. Dumps it now out to Dillon, and he'll bring it across. Malachi Dillon, the bounce pass on the run. Ryan, his shot blocked by Dre. Pretty close to a goaltend that time. And now the Panthers will run the other direction. Going down on the baseline again is Linhart. And another foul call. He'll go to the line to shoot two again as Ricky Williams will pick up number four. So just when it looks like the Bulldogs had an advantage on one end of the floor, works out into a nice opportunity here for St. Mary's with Linhart going back to the free throw line. First free throw up and good. Talk about a great performance from a couple of your star players. They came through here for St. Mary's. You expected them to be the leaders, and they're not letting them down. Second free throw, good. Continues to be hot
from the free throw line as well. Up the floor, Ryan will bring it across the timeline.
Kick it over right side in the hands of Anderson. Anderson will dump it back to Ryan. He'll drive in, kick it outside. Dylan, pump fake, back outside to Ryan. 3:44 left to go. Ryan, the crossover, jumps the pass down low. Williams caught it, went up with a shot, no good. Rebound fought for. Dre comes out of there with it. Baseball pass up the floor to Linhart. Linhart into the lane, scoops one up, and we're going to have a foul call here, and it's going to be an offensive foul whistled here against Linhart, a little out of control. Well, they hit third. That's the 16th foul against St. Mary's, so next one would sit Riverside to the line. 3:32 left to go in the contest. 65-42, St. Mary's here with the lead. Almost in, it is a turnover. It was down low. Myers couldn't handle on to the pass. It's off the other direction. Panthers on the run. They just passed up to the floor. Linhart lobbed it up, and Gray tipped it home. And the Panthers run away here down the stretch, 67-42. Inside Williams, he'll try to spin the lane. Floats one up. It's off the back iron, no good. Myers the rebound. Put back too strong. Rebound Williams, he'll go back up with it. He's fouled this time, and he'll go to line to shoot two. I believe it's going to be Dre that picks up the foul. Nope, they charge that one to Sanhoff. Yeah, that'll be his second. Williams at the line here for a pair. First free throw up on the way, and it's good. Ricky Williams, one more free throw here for the Riverside Bulldogs. Second free throw on the way, and that one's rolling around and off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dre. 67-43, St. Mary's the lead and the basketball with 2:55 left in the contest. Up the floor, Linhart stops at the elbow, dumps the pass into the corner. Now down inside, Dre, he'll turn to fire, went up with the left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Williams. Now off to Ryan. He had a stolen, though. Right there to steal it with Linhart. Got the pass off to Sanhoff and right back to Linhart. Layup up and good, and now we're going to have some substitutions here for both squads. It looks like some of those starters are going to come out here for St. Mary's. Tanner Ford back into the contest here for Riverside. We'll also see Preston Steinhoff come into the game. Myers back in there. Also Anderson and also Michael Ferbicini in the contest here for Riverside. Pass over right side here. Ford has it. We'll drop it back up top. Looking around the perimeter. In the hands of Ferbicini. Ferbicini has it tapped away. Now it's loose on the floor. He gets it back. Now throws it down inside to Myers. Myers turns, blows one up, and gets the shot to roll home. Kyle Myers gets his first bucket here in the contest. 69-45. Up the floor, Linhart with it here for St. Mary's. He hasn't checked out yet. He'll dump it into the corner. Nice drive and wraparound shot that time by Eric Reutz. He gets the bucket. And now we'll have the ball worked up the floor here by Ford. Ford, the pass over right side, Anderson crosses over, kicks it in the corner. Bertuzzini, the shot just inside the arc, too strong. Rebound pulled down low here by the Panthers, and now we have a whistle and a substitution here for the Panthers. As they are going to bring in a couple of other faces, and now we will see Linhart check out. So Kotke checks in here to the lineup. We mentioned Eric Freud, she's in there. Also, Alex Smith into the contest. Trevor Landgraf also in the ball game. And Aaron Miller also in there right now here for St. Mary's. Looking around the outside, Miller will dump it down inside. And scoop shot up off the glass and good there by Landgraf.
Trevor Landgraf
the bucket. Now 73-45. 1:18 left to go here in the contest. Outside, the shot up off the iron, no good there by Ford. Rebound pull down inside there. That time by Landgraf. And they'll push it up the floor. Pass right side, and now we have a whistle for a substitution can take place here. End of the contest. Brandon Seifert will check in now here for the Bulldogs, seeing some action. Kyle Besine's here for Panthers. Also, Ian Schaller in there. He's got it right now. Kotke out front will bounce pass
And a traveling violation here against Aaron Miller. We'll turn it back over. 73-45, St. Mary's the lead here with 52 seconds left to go here in the contest. The substitution here for St. Mary's. Another substitution in there as that thing's worked down the floor. They bring in Lucas Carlin into the contest. Tanner Ford put the shot up on the other, no good. Rebound underneath and a foul call. And a shot should be good there. Foul underneath there. Working against Riverside is put in there by Preston Steinhoff. And he'll go to the line here to try to make it a three-point play.
Well, prior to that basket, Chris, remember it was 38-34 as Riverside cut the lead to four here early in the second half. They were on a 35-11 run.
And Steinhoff misses the free throw here, but a rebound and a putback is good by Tanner Ford. Gets it there. Yeah, an impressive run here by the Panthers. Now they'll put up a three ball on the other end. No good. Rebound pulled down by Myers. 26 seconds left to go. 73-49. St. Mary's the lead here over Riverside as the Panthers are going to move on to face Danville in the second round of the 1A state tournament. Shot missed. Rebound and putback is good by Steinhoff on the deep. And that'll make a 73-51 score. And that'll do it here. 6 seconds on the clock. Panthers working around, shot up, block no good, rebound, blocked out of bounds, and that's going to do it. 73-51, final score here as St. Mary's defeats Riverside, and they'll move on to the second round of the Class 1A State Boys Basketball Tournament. A great season for the Riverside Bulldogs will come to a disappointing end here today at Wells Fargo Arena. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back and get you more information here as we wrap this one up. Go to high school basketball on KJAN.
Permanent Solution Hair and Body Salon in Carson is proud of all members of the Riverside Bulldogs basketball team and wishes them the best of luck at the state tournament. Your Permanent Solutions Hair and Body Salon for all your hair, waxing, and nail needs. Congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs on a great season and good luck at state from everyone at Permanent Solutions Hair and Body Salon in Carson, located at 119 Broadway Street.
You depend on your car for everything, so it only makes sense to buy from a dealer you can trust, like Hawkeye Ford. Well, at Hawkeye Ford, we know how important dependable transportation is in your life. That's why when we sell a car, new or used, we're here to make sure it never lets you down. After all, you're depending on it. Hawkeye Ford.
Y'all come see the deal that will treat you right. The deal for people who were born to drive.
Hawkeye Ford on Highway 34, just east of Red Oak, Southwest Iowa's hometown Ford dealer.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if when it got cold outside, all the bugs in your house disappeared? In a perfect world, that would be so. But we don't live in a perfect world, so that is why we have Atlantic Pest Control. Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control will come and spray your house inside and out to help with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. So to make your bug world as close to perfect as it can be, give Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control a call today at 243-6900.
Oakland Manor in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. Oakland Manor in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Every day, livestock owners and farmers rise early to begin their day of work. From nurturing the newest addition to their pasture to ensuring the production quality of each and every field, a farmer's job is never done. Fortunately, when your farm is covered properly with Western Iowa Mutual Insurance, the protection of your livelihood is done, and it's done right. Visit Western Iowa Mutual Insurance at www.westerniowamutual.com or 800-921-1823.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena here as we wrap up our contest here for you in this one as the St. Mary's Panthers win this one here tonight over the Riverside Bulldogs. So today as we move on here to the second round of the state basketball tournament. As we mentioned, they'll move on to play in the second round against Danville. They were a winner earlier today, 78-46 over Wapsie Valley. So those teams will meet up in the second round. That's a 10:30 ball game on Thursday morning. But disappointing end of the season here for the Riverside Bulldogs, and you know, it was one of those games where they were able to make a few runs to get the ball game close, and I mentioned, you know, it was just 4 points there in the second half. They were able to get that lead cut back down, but boy, a big, huge run by St. Mary's, and their big-time player stepped up in that moment.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I mean, when you look at the scoreboard at the end of the ball game, you think, well, gee whiz, it wasn't much of a ball game at all, but it really was, and like I said, they made the run. The Bulldogs were down 9 at halftime, and they came out, made a little bit of a run, answered right back, though, by St. Mary's, and then they got it down to 4 and had the ball in their hands. They were down 38-34 and had possession. And then a turnover and a run out the other way and a couple more buckets here and there. The next thing you know, it was back to a 9-point game, and then all of a sudden it just got out of hand. It got up to 20-plus points, and it was just a great group of athletes out there for Storm Lake St. Mary's. But again, that's a team that's veteran. They've been here 3 years in a row. They were the champs 2 years ago. They were third last year. They know exactly what it's like to be down here on that floor. There's a lot to be said for that type of experience.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we knew that it was going to be an advantage for them having that under their belt, and they sure showed their kind of grit down the stretch here in this one and really ran away with the contest to get the victory here for you tonight against the Riverside Bulldogs. We'll take another break here, and we'll come back. We'll talk some more here, give you the final numbers here for you in the contest as well. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Get ready for outdoor action with help from J.P. Lumber in Oakland. Time to build your new deck? J.P. Lumber has Rhino Deck. Rhino Deck resists weathering and fading, staining, mold, and mildew. It's made of recycled wood and plastic, and it has a 20-year warranty. Not sure if you want to build a new deck? Then bring new life to your old one or paint your concrete with Deck and Dock. Deck and Dock is available in a wide array of colors. It's easy to apply and maintain, and project success is guaranteed. While you're at J.P. Lumber, check out their James Hardy siding. Be ready for outdoor action with help from J.P. Lumber at 402 Linden Street in Oakland.
Miller Orthopedic announces their free walk-in sports injury clinic in Council Bluffs. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. all year, and Saturdays, 8:30 to 10 a.m. post holidays and holiday weekends. Your initial sports injury evaluation is free. Additional charges may apply for x-rays, supplies, and follow-up visits. For details and directions, go to millerortho.com. A sports injury should be promptly diagnosed and treated by an experienced orthopedic sports medicine specialist at Miller Orthopedic. Congratulations and best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament.
Did you run out of storage space last fall? If the answer is yes, it's time to visit Zimmerman Sales and Service about updating your new Sukup grain drying, handling, and storage equipment. Sukup has the products you need for an efficient drying and storage system, and Zimmerman Sales and Service has the knowledge to put those products together into a system that works for you. Call Zimmerman Sales and Service in Neola today at 712-485-2677 and find out what Sukup can do to ease your harvest grain storage headaches, or see us at ZimmermanSales.org. And don't miss out on incredible discounts available now.
OSI in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. OSI in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena as we wrap up our coverage here of this Class 1A first-round contest here as the Riverside Bulldogs see their season come to an end by the final score of 73-51. St. Mary's gets the win here in this one today. We'll take a look here at some of these final numbers here for you as well here in the contest as Kennedy Dre, well, he was the guy that kind of did it all out there today here for St. Mary's. He was in there getting rebounds, knocking down shots, kind of all over the floor here for St. Mary's, and a guy that's been real battle-tested and been here before. 33 points in the contest for him at the end of the day with that mark. Also, catching up to him late in the ballgame was Luke Linhart as he started to knock down some shots. He had three threes in the third quarter and then also knocked out a bunch of free throws in the third quarter finished with 28 points here for St. Mary's as they pick up the victory. 6 points chipped in by Trevor Landgraf, 4 points by Dylan Smith, and two for Eric Freutsch, but really, yeah, that work coming from those two guys for the Panthers here in the contest. And similar story, I guess, for Riverside, and just one guy doing all the work for the most part, as Ricky Williams finishes with 21 points here in the ballgame. Brady Ryan had 9 here, and that was all in the first half, so not a good supporting cast here today for Ricky Williams. They also had 4 points chipped in by Malachi Dillon, 3 points apiece from Ian Patrick and Garrett Graves, and 4 points also for Tanner Ford, 4 late from Preston Steinhoff and 2 from Kyle Myers. So he really had just that one guy doing a lot of the scoring for the Bulldogs, and I guess, we've kind of seen points in the season where that's been the case for them from time to time, but we've also seen times late in the season where everybody else really stepped up big. I remember that game they played at home against Cam where Williams only had 2 points in the first half and everybody else stepped up and did all the scoring, but this wasn't the case here today. A really tough outside perimeter defense too by St. Mary's, giving them a lot of credit for defensive pressure. I think forced the guards on the outside from Riverside to really try to look to get rid of the ball as quick as they could here in this game here today.
Well, and Williams found something that he probably hasn't seen much of all year, and that's a strong post presence on the other team, too. He was having to work a lot harder, not just for the baskets, but to get the position to even get into an opportunity to get a basketball tossed to him down low. It was not easy going today against a pretty good Storm Lake St. Mary's team, and that's a pretty good matchup shaping up in the semifinals between Danville and St. Mary's.
Yeah, two teams that played 2 years ago for the state championship. It was St. Mary's winning that one 2 years ago and into the 2011 season, but Danville Bears made it to the finals last year, came up short, and it was St. Mary's winning the third-place game. So, yeah, it'll be a big matchup in that one in the second round, as you'll see the two Suka boys matched up against Dre and Linhart. That'll be a really good contest there in the second round for those two teams. The free throws, by the way, 5 of 13 for Riverside here in this one, 19 of 23 from the line for St. Mary's, so a big advantage for them here in the contest there at the stripe. And the turnovers were pretty similar as well here in the contest as both teams finished here with about 14 turnovers apiece here in the contest. So let's see a look there at some of the final numbers here for you. We'll take another break here and come back and talk a little bit more as we wrap things up. You listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
Good luck to the Riverside Bulldogs from S&B Feed Yard in Macedonia. At S&B Feed Yard, they do custom cattle feeding, have a 3,000-head capacity, 25 pens, CAB licensed, feed financing, has a consulting nutritionist, consulting veterinarian, they sell beef by the quarter, and so much more. Give S&B Feed Yard a call at 712-486-2494 or come check them out at 35714 Aspen Road in Macedonia. S&M Feed Yard is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and wish them the best of luck at state.
You'll always worry about the weather, but with Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa, you don't need to worry about the integrity of your crop insurance company. Farmers in Southwest Iowa have been turning to Farmers Mutual Hail since 1893 for premier protection, stability, service, and peace of mind. Their dedicated adjusting staff is prepared to help you settle your claims accurately and promptly so you can get back to what matters most in the wake of bad weather, your livelihood. Look for the cloud and Hummel Insurance Services, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Call Hummel Insurance at 800-482-6426 in Oakland today. Farmers Mutual Hail and Hummel Insurance Services are equal opportunity providers.
Thistleberry Cottage, a quaint little gift shop nestled outside of Oakland. They have a fresh new spring look with dozens of different collections and decor. They have so many great unique gift ideas you just need to see. Thistleberry Cottage is open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 17429 390th Street, Oakland, halfway between Highway 6 and 92 on 390th Street. Thistleberry Cottage would like to congratulate the Riverside Bulldogs on making it to state and wish them the best of luck.
Everyone at Farm Service Cooperative in Oakland sends congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs for a fine basketball season. The Bulldogs have displayed superior teamwork as well as the honor of competing at the state tournament. Farm Service Cooperative, located at 302 North Highway in Oakland, give them a call at 712-482-6434. All your friends at Farm Service Cooperative wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs.
It takes the finest in coaching, good teamwork, good sportsmanship, determination, and a great team to go on to state. And the Riverside Bulldogs have them all. The folks at Regan Veith Funeral Home are mighty proud of each and every one of you. Congratulations on a winning season and best of luck as you play at the state tournament. You've put forth much effort and give us many thrilling games this season, and we know you'll play at your best at state. Congratulations and good luck to the Bulldogs from Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland.
And welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Chris Parks alongside Jim Field as we finish up our coverage here of this Boys Class 1A State Tournament first round contest here between the Riverside Bulldogs and the St. Mary's Panthers. Panthers come away with a 73-51 victory. Riverside season comes to a close. And, of course, you got to tip your hat to a couple of seniors that really had worked hard to get Riverside to the state tournament. It was a huge accomplishment for them to make it to the state tournament, something they haven't done in an awfully long time, never as the Riverside School District. And, of course, those two guys will end their career here as Ricky Williams' era ends here. He finished with 21 points here in the contest. That's a terrific career for him. He's going to move on and play basketball at Briar Cliffs, as you heard Jim mention this week. He started the broadcast here tonight, so best of luck to him as he moves on in his future as well. Teams are out on the floor here getting warmed up for the next contest as the Lone Tree will be taking on Poison Hole, another first-round Class 1A contest game here as they'll get going here in just a little while. We're going to go ahead and take another break here. When we come back, we'll take a look a little bit deeper here at the numbers for you, give you some of the shooting percentages and the final tallies here from this Riverside-St. Mary's contest. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
It's been a great basketball season for the Riverside Bulldogs as they head to state. It's all the way as they continue their winning season with the best of luck from Todd Williams at Pioneer in Oakland. Todd Williams from Pioneer in Oakland knows that you can do it, boys. With the coaches and the support of your fans, you'll succeed. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Todd Williams at Pioneer in Oakland.
Hi, this is Misha Martins from Sheer Designs in Oakland, where I also sell Little Blessing Babies and Jockey person-to-person clothing. My family, Mark, Kyra, Christian, and I would like to say, way to go, Riverside Bulldogs. We're proud of you, and good luck at state. And when things get back to normal, stop in and see me at Sheer Designs and check out my Little Blessing Babies and Jockey person-to-person clothing. Or give me a call at 482-3007 and go get them, Bulldogs.
Clark's Electric Heating and Air Conditioning knows hard work, and they know that the Riverside boys basketball team has worked hard all season long as they've made their way to state. Keep up the good work. We're behind you all the way. Give Clark's Electric Heating and Air Conditioning in Oakland a call at 712-482-3006. Best of luck, Bulldogs at state, from everyone at Clark's Electric Heating and Air Conditioning in Oakland.
The folks at Riverside Lanes in Oakland congratulate the Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. Their record proves they have a fine team. The cheerleaders also deserve a pat on the back for their fine spirit in cheering the team on to victory. It's on to state for the Riverside Bulldogs. And all the folks at Riverside Lanes are happy to say congratulations and best of luck at the state tournament.
Does your vehicle need a tune-up? Take it to Bain's Automotive in Oakland for quality service you can depend on. With the warmer weather, you want to make sure your air conditioner is working. Tim at Bain's Automotive does complete air conditioning service and repair, along with major and minor engine work, brakes, exhaust work, and oil changes. Bain's Automotive is located at 501 North Highway 6 in Oakland. Stop by or give them a call at 712-482-6708. Bain's Automotive, quality service you can depend on.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Well, unfortunately, it's a breakup here for the Riverside Bulldogs with the Class 1A State Tournament, and we just had Taylor Swift on the PA, so I guess that's kind of fitting here with the getting them sent off here on unfortunate fashion. But it's a football game here for the Bulldogs today, and just a very good performance by the two standout players for St. Mary's. And we got a little bit deeper look there at those numbers here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a 1-2 punch there, and it was a punch right in the face from St. Mary's here today with Kennedy Dre. 33 points and 14 rebounds. He also blocked 5 shots, had a couple of steals in the basketball game, shot 13 of 22 from the floor, made 6 of his 8 free throws, was 1 of 4 from the arc. And then you got Luke Lenhart following that up with 28 points. He had 5 assists as well in the game, along with 4 steals. He was 13 of 15 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 from the three-point line, 6 of 15 overall from the floor. It's just tough to beat those two kids. I mean, those two kids scored more points than Riverside did. That's a pretty tough 1-2 punch there, and they got just enough from the other guys to be able to do their thing. Dylan Smith finished with 7 assists for St. Mary's. He also had 4 points in the game. Joe Sandoff had 4 assists along with his 4 points. You just go right up and down the list. It's awful tough. 14 turnovers in the ball game for St. Mary's. They won the turnover battle. They won a lot of battles here in this one, including a lot of scoreboard.
They sure did, and it was a big victory for them as they move on here to the next round. So look at some of the final numbers there for you for St. Mary's. We'll take a little deeper look here at the final numbers here for Riverside in just a moment after this quick break. It was high school basketball on KJAN.
Oakland Manor in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. Oakland Manor in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Everyone at the Williams Insurance Agency in Oakland says the Riverside Bulldogs are the greatest. They've had an amazing season and now go on to state. The team, coaches, Riverside High School, and all the loyal fans have proven to be excellent sports, and now they go on to state. The folks at Williams Insurance Agency in Oakland provide all kinds of insurance, including commercial, personal, crop, and farm. Congratulations, one and all, and best of luck.
OSI in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. OSI in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
The experts are saying it's time to build bins and store your grain on farm. But you haven't made that decision yet? Well, call your local Sukup dealer, Zimmerman Sales and Service. They have a full line of Sukup equipment, including bins, continuous flow dryers, fans, and unloading equipment. They can design a grain drying and storage system that will let you take control of your grain and put more profit back in your pocket. Call Zimmerman Sales and Service of Neola at 712-485-2677 or contact them on the web at ZimmermanSales.org. And make sure to get in on incredible discounts going on now.
The City of Oakland would like to congratulate the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going to the state tournament. Their record proves they have a great team. The cheerleaders also deserve a pat on the back for their fine spirit in cheering the team on to victory. It's on to state for the Riverside Bulldogs. The City of Oakland is happy to say congratulations and best of luck at the state basketball tournament in Des Moines.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, wrapping up our coverage here of the 1A State Tournament first round game as St. Mary's defeats Riverside 73-51. Take a little deeper look here at the numbers from the Riverside Bulldogs. You know, as frustrating as the day as it was for Ricky Williams overall, he still was able to put up some pretty good numbers here in the game and was really that strong leader that you expect him to be out there in his final game with the Bulldogs.
Well, and we talked early on about some of the individual accomplishments, too. He had a chance to hit the 2,000-point mark. He was already over 1,000 rebounds. He came up about 6 points shy of that here today, so that's a tough one to look at when you see the final numbers there. But pretty good, pretty solid finish to his career here today. 21 points, 17 rebounds, and 4 steals as well here in the contest. Today he was 9 of 24 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the arc, 2 of 4 from the free throw line here in the contest today. There's just not enough help around him today, scoring-wise. Brady Ryan in double digits with 13 points, 4 of 12 shooting from the floor. But, yeah, you know, you just go up and down the lineup here today and just look at the team numbers and compare and contrast. Riverside hoisted up 60 shots, 8 more than did St. Mary's, but they also nailed 4 fewer. So that's quite a difference. 21 of 60 for 35% from the floor. 25 out of 52 for St. Mary's, 48.1%. From the arc, the Riverside team was 4 of 9, 44%. 4 of 14 for St. Mary's, 28%. Free throw line, though, big difference there, too. And, you know, it doesn't account for the entire difference in points in the ball game, but boy, it's a way you can really get another team down mentally, too, when you see a guy standing there by himself just knocking down point after point after point. Riverside ends up making 5 out of their 14 tries, while the Panthers were 19 of 23 from the free throw line here in the ball game today. So, yeah, a lot of those offensive numbers, when you take a look at them, they just wear a team down, and that's really the kind of team where it happened here in this ball game. When Riverside made that little run in the third quarter and got close, St. Mary's just decided that that was going to be it. They got some easy run outs, played defense to create some of those, and it just wore Riverside down. They just didn't have enough answers. And when you have a guy like Ian Patrick, who's been a good rock for your team all season long, in and out of the lineup with foul trouble and not able to really get into the flow, it's just very difficult for your team to make a rally.
And you saw St. Mary's kind of weather every storm that Riverside seemed to throw at them and get the game. You can only make a run at a team so many times before you kind of run out of gas, and this is kind of what it seemed like there as St. Mary's retook that big run there down the lake in the third quarter to regain control of the basketball game, and they really just took control and hung on down the stretch. You mentioned at the free throw line, Luke Linhart hit his last 11 free throws that he took in the game, so it's hard to see a guy keep stepping up and knocking those down. That's how they got their lead built up at the halftime break that Riverside had to try to fight back from, was at the line there in that third quarter, or in the second quarter. So they just continued to see some things throughout the game by both of those guys, Linhart and Dre, that really made it difficult here for the Bulldogs to get in the flow and get anything going here in this contest. As we mentioned earlier here today, it was Danville picking up a victory, 78-46 over Wapsie Valley. So they'll take on St. Mary's of Storm Lake in the second round at 10:30 on Thursday. Right now, Lone Tree and Boyd and Hull getting ready to step onto the court. They're tipping off here at about 2 o'clock. And then we'll also see North Tama take on Ankeny Christian. That's going to be a 3:45 contest later on here this afternoon. And then those teams will play to try to move on to play Thursday in a game that'll be played in the semis at 12:15 on Thursday. So that's a look at the 1A state bracket. Take another break here, come back and tell you what we've got in store for you for our coverage coming up tomorrow in Class 2A action. Listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
Hey, car buyer. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't get suckered by those big dealerships' fancy advertising. Think smaller. Think Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store in Red Oak. You see, big means big headaches, big high pressure, big long waits for service. But at a little place like Hawkeye Ford, the only thing big is the savings. Sure, those big dealers might have those big inflatables on their lot, but who do you think's paying for all that hot air? You. So think little. Think Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store on Highway 34 just east of Red Oak.
Permanent Solution Hair and Body Salon in Carson is proud of all members of the Riverside Bulldogs basketball team and wishes them the best of luck at the state tournament. Your Permanent Solutions Hair and Body Salon for all your hair, waxing, and nail needs. Congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs on a great season and good luck at state from everyone at Permanent Solutions Hair and Body Salon in Carson, located at 119 Broadway Street.
Good luck to the Riverside Bulldogs from S&B Feed Yard in Macedonia. At S&B Feed Yard, they do custom cattle feeding, have a 3,000-head capacity, 25 pens, CAB licensed, feed financing, has a consulting nutritionist, consulting veterinarian, they sell beef by the quarter, and so much more. Give S&B Feed Yard a call at 712-486-2494 or come check them out at 35714 Aspen Road in Macedonia. S&M Feed Yard is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and wish them the best of luck at state.
Miller Orthopedic announces their free walk-in sports injury clinic in Council Bluffs. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. all year, and Saturdays, 8:30 to 10 a.m., post holidays and holiday weekends. Your initial sports injury evaluation is free. Additional charges may apply for x-rays, supplies, and follow-up visits. For details and directions, go to millerortho.com. A sports injury should be promptly diagnosed and treated by an experienced orthopedic sports medicine specialist at Miller Orthopedic. Congratulations and best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the best equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, you can't afford to have anything but Midwest's premier crop protection. When only the best will do, look to the professionals at Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa. They have protected America's farmers since 1893 with a combination of financial strength, long-term stability, and service. Put your trust in Hummel Insurance Services, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Call Hummel Insurance at 800-482-6426 in Oakland today. Farmers Mutual Hail and Hummel Insurance Services are equal opportunity providers.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, wrapping up coverage of our 1A game here today between Riverside and St. Mary's, as St. Mary's gets the win, 73-51, your final score here. We mentioned that we will have some coverage for you coming up to us here tomorrow as well, and we'll talk about that a little bit here in just a moment as well, as a 2A contest for you tomorrow afternoon. But here are the Bulldogs finish off the season here, and we talked about it already, but you know, it's a kind of a tough matchup for them here today, and you saw the big-time players step up for both teams, but it just wasn't enough on the perimeter for Riverside to really get things going. Those other guys couldn't get into any kind of a rhythm for them on the outside as far as the guard play was concerned. And, you know, Tanner Ford, Brady Ryan did his best. He had a couple of outside shots, and he was doing a pretty good job of handling the ball. But, you know, otherwise it was just really tough sledding for them on that offensive end of the floor to try to get any kind of a good rhythm.
Well, we mentioned up front how good the senior class for St. Mary's has been. They're now 101-4 in their 4 years, and that includes a state championship and a runner-up finish, and who knows what they're going to do here this year. So, or a third-place finish rather than a state championship. So, yeah, it's a pretty good group of kids. And Riverside, 24-2. They just struggle with some of the things that they're usually good at in the regular season. Things like points in the paint. You can pretty much guarantee Riverside's usually going to win that with Ricky Williams down low, but 36-26, St. Mary's won that battle today. Points off of turnovers. St. Mary's at 21-13. That's their fast break points, 10-0 in favor of St. Mary's. The one place that Riverside did win the battle was in second chance points, a 10-4 effort there, but that was largely because they didn't hit a lot of their shots, so they got some opportunities for some offensive rebounds, and they also outscored them off the bench 10-8, but it was tough. You know, there were four lead changes. Twice the score was tied. The last time Riverside led was 7-6. And when you spend almost the entire game trying to battle back and trying to fight from behind, it sure takes a lot out of the team.
It really does, and they just couldn't get over that hump here today. They were able to cut it down to 4 in the third quarter, but then a big rally and a run by St. Mary's to get out to that big advantage and hang on to the victory here. As that senior-laden class with a lot of experience will have a terrific matchup in the second round against Danville. 73-51, your final here at St. Mary's beats Riverside. We'll take one more break and then tell you about what we got going on for you tomorrow. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJA.
OSI in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. OSI in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament. You'll be truly amazed with the Carson Community Center in Carson. Their center offers you a variety of rooms to choose from that will personally fit your event. They also offer bar service that is run by the American Legion Post number 556 and provide bartenders for you. A kitchen is available whether you cater or do the meal yourself. Within the Carson Community Center is the Carson Fitness Center, open from 4:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. every day of the week, with great machines and rates. The Carson Community Center would like to wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament.
Thistleberry Cottage, a quaint little gift shop nestled outside of Oakland. They have a fresh new spring look with dozens of different collections and decor. They have so many great unique gift ideas you just need to see. Thistleberry Cottage is open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 17429 390th Street, Oakland, halfway between Highway 6 and 92 on 390th Street. Thistleberry Cottage would like to congratulate the Riverside Bulldogs on making it to state and wish them the best of luck.
Did you run out of storage space last fall? If the answer is yes, it's time to visit Zimmerman Sales and Service about updating your new Sukup grain drying, handling, and storage equipment. Sukup has the products you need for an efficient drying and storage system, and Zimmerman Sales and Service has the knowledge to put those products together into a system that works for you. Call Zimmerman Sales and Service in Neola today at 712-485-2677 and find out what Sukup can do to ease your harvest grain storage headaches, or see us at ZimmermanSales.org. And don't miss out on incredible discounts available now.
Oakland Manor in Oakland congratulates the Riverside Bulldogs on their fine season and for the honor of going on to the state tournament. The team should feel very proud of their successful season, and all of their hard work and determination has paid off. The coaches are also to be congratulated for their guidance in leading the Bulldogs on to state. Oakland Manor in Oakland is happy to say congratulations. We're all behind you, and best of luck at the state basketball tournament.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines as we wrap up coverage here of our 1A contest here for you today. That's, of course, going to end the season here for the Riverside Bulldogs as St. Mary's defeats them 73-51. It won't quite end our season of coverage of high school basketball for you here on KJN, though we've got one for you coming up tomorrow in Class 2A action as the Nottoway Valley Wolverines bring their 23-1 record against Kemper Catholic. who comes in at 16-8. That'll be a 10:30 contest for you coming up here tomorrow morning, and we'll have coverage for that for you. Getting on the air at 10:15 for you tomorrow. A little pregame to get you going for that 2A game for you here tomorrow. And that should be another terrific matchup. Those two teams played a really close game that went to overtime earlier in the season.
Yeah, a couple of overtimes for Mountaway Valley. Was able to hold them off and win. So it's a good matchup down low. They both have some decent size. They both can hit shots from the outside. I like Mountaway Valley's quickness, though. They have a lot of quickness around that perimeter. Some of those guys can move awfully quickly and nail the jump shots when they need to. And it'll be an interesting matchup if Kuemper Catholic gets off to a good start. We'll see how that plays out. They have some good length out there, too. But it's a good matchup in the first round.
Yep, we'll see how the Wolverines can fare tomorrow. Bogler, Urshan, Welsh, and the crew out there and getting ready to play a good contest against Kuemper Catholic. We'll have a good ball game for you tomorrow here on KJ. And once again, 10:15 will be a pregame coverage for the tip-off of that two-way contest for you. A couple of the 2A games will be played later on this evening for the first round games, and then two more played tomorrow morning, and that'll be the first game to get the day going tomorrow for you here at Wells Fargo Arena. So once again, here in Class 1A, wrapping up the coverage, it was Danville earlier today, 78-46 over Wapsie Valley. They move on. They'll face St. Mary's of Storm Lake. They defeated the Riverside Bulldogs 73-51, and they'll meet up in the semifinals in Class 1A. So a terrific season for Riverside comes to a close. And to congratulate them on a terrific season here this year, and hold their heads up high for what was a great run for them here this year. 24-2, they finished the season with the loss here today. Going to wrap up our coverage here for you today. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks, and good afternoon for you. Have a great rest of the day here. We're going to leave you here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Everyone at Farm Service Cooperative in Oakland sends congratulations to the Riverside Bulldogs for a fine basketball season. The Bulldogs have displayed superior teamwork as well as the honor of competing at the state tournament. Farm Service Cooperative, located at 302 North Highway in Oakland, give them a call at 712-482-6434. All your friends at Farm Service Cooperative wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs.
Good luck to the Riverside Bulldogs from S&B Feed Yard in Macedonia. At S&B Feed Yard, they do custom cattle feeding, have a 3,000-head capacity, 25 pens, CAB licensed, feed financing, has a consulting nutritionist, consulting veterinarian, they sell beef by the quarter, and so much more. Give S&B Feed Yard a call at 712-486-2494 or come check them out at 35714 Aspen Road in Macedonia. S&M Feed Yard is proud of the Riverside Bulldogs and wish them the best of luck at state.
You'll be truly amazed with the Carson Community Center in Carson. Their center offers you a variety of rooms to choose from that will personally fit your event. They also offer bar service that is run by the American Legion Post number 556 and provide bartenders for you. A kitchen is available whether you cater or do the meal yourself. Within the Carson Community Center is the Carson Fitness Center, open from 4:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. every day of the week, with great machines and rates. The Carson Community Center would like to wish the best of luck to the Riverside Bulldogs at the state basketball tournament.
You depend on your car for everything, so it only makes sense to buy from a dealer you can trust, like Hawkeye Ford. Well, at Hawkeye Ford, we know how important dependable transportation is in your life. That's why when we sell a car, new or used, we're here to make sure it never lets you down. After all, you're depending on it. Hawkeye Ford.
Y'all come see the dealer that will treat you right. A dealer for people who were born to drive.
Hawkeye Ford on Highway 34, just east of Red Oak, Southwest Iowa's hometown Ford dealer.
Every day, livestock owners and farmers rise early to begin their day of work. From nurturing the newest addition to their pasture to ensuring the production quality of each and every field, a farmer's job is never done. Fortunately, when your farm is covered properly with Western Iowa Mutual Insurance, the protection of your livelihood is done, and it's done right. Visit Western Iowa Mutual Insurance at www.westerniowamutual.com or 800-921-1823.